Tam Fry from the National Obesity Forum, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Just some very sad news from Ireland. The RTE are reporting that one person has died as a result of Storm Ophelia in the Waterford area of South East Ireland. It's an area I know well, actually, a beautiful part of Southern Ireland. But one person is reported to have died in South East Ireland as a result of Storm Ophelia. Of course, the entire Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland are pretty much on lockdown. People not advised not to travel, not to go to work, not to leave their homes. Schools closed as well. But one person is reported to have died. So obviously people are braced for that storm to hit at much higher levels. John Holmes will be here in just a couple of moments to take you through the afternoon from 1 till 4. This is Talk Radio. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. I was going 1 o'clock, that won't work. At 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Because we're closer than ever to beating it.
I'm shine-headed king of the airwaves, James Whale. And I'm leading the hair raiser rebellion for Stand Up to Cancer.
Shave your shoulders, wax your woolly bits, de-beard your boat race. In fact, do anything you like to go fuzz-free and help raise shed loads of cash for life-changing cancer research. Wax on, shave off, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a 10-litre tub of Brilliant White or Magnolia Johnson's Trade Cova Plus Vinyl Matte Emulsion for only £24.99 expat. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm. Like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons, hello, I am John Holmes. It's 1 o'clock. Victoria's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, comedian Sean Hughes has died, one dead after Ophelia, and more women speak out against Weinstein.
Talk Radio.
The stand-up comedian and actor Sean Hughes has died at the age of 51. Just over a week ago, he tweeted saying he was in hospital. Talk Radio's Tanya Snuggs has more.
Tributes are already coming in for the comic, who was perhaps best known for being a panellist on shows like Nevermind the Buzzcocks. He also appeared on Coronation Street and The Last Detective. Jason Manford's called him a lovely bloke, while Al Murray has described his death as terribly sad news.
Ireland's national broadcaster is reporting one person has died as a result of tropical storm Ophelia. More than 20,000 homes and businesses have been left without power. Gusts of around 100 miles an hour have been recorded, with warnings in place for widespread damage. Actress Alice Evans has told Talk Radio she was scared of Hollywood filmmaker Harvey Weinstein, who she claimed sexually harassed her 15 years ago. The Metropolitan Police is investigating 5 allegations involving Mr. Weinstein dating back to the late 1980s. Alice says things escalated quickly when they started chatting at an industry party at the Cannes Film Festival.
We just started talking, and it was the most bizarre thing I've really ever encountered, because from I don't know what the last word I said was, which is something very benign, to I'd like to touch your breasts in the toilet, which is a very smooth segue.
3 actresses have accused the producer of rape. He denies any allegation of non-consensual sex. Number 10 says Theresa May is expecting a constructive meeting with EU negotiators later when she visits them in Brussels. The Prime Minister's spokesman says it's been planned for weeks and will include discussions on Brexit. Last week, one senior European official described the ongoing negotiations as deadlocked over the so-called divorce bill. And Gerard Butler has reportedly been taken to hospital after being involved in a crash while on his motorbike in LA. The TMZ website claims he's been treated for cuts and bruises.
Gerard Butler.
Yes, John.
Gerard Butler. Good. Sean Hughes, by the way.
Yes.
As we're talking about there, we are going to be talking about that quite a bit this afternoon. That's obviously breaking news, as you know, only happened about half an hour ago when we heard. He's one of those comedians, I think, that was hugely influential without being sort of slightly under the radar. I think he was, towards... Well, I guess after sort of Sean's show on Channel 4 and everything else. But the amount of comedians who reference Sean Hughes in, you know, their influences is incredible, far more than you think. Anyway, we're going to be talking a bit about Sean Hughes, of course, on the show today, as you'd imagine, Victoria.
Yes.
Yes. Were you a fan? Was he kind of, of your... Because you're younger than me, and it was a while ago that you won the Perrier and all that kind of stuff.
I was aware of him as being on, like, Buzzcocks.
Yes. Yeah.
But he wasn't somebody who I'd necessarily say I'm a fan of, but I was aware of him.
Yeah, you'll be surprised how many comedians have influenced him. Anyway, you've got some weather. There's a hurricane and everything.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Well, a tropical storm.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that storm bringing strong winds to the west, but elsewhere largely dry and warm with some sunny spells, highs of 23 degrees.
It's a bit weird out there.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Because we're in London, right?
We are.
And the sky's a weird colour. Don't you think?
It's like, it's not grey.
No, it's not grey.
It's not brown.
It's sort of orangey grey.
Yeah, it's...
It's a really weird colour, yet it's really summer warm.
I know. Like, I haven't put a jacket on at all today.
It's confusing.
It is, John.
Anyway.
And you don't need anything else to confuse you.
No, I don't. I'm easily confused, as you well know. Victoria, thank you very much for bringing us. How are you, by the way?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Right, so that's the small talk out of the way. And now here's...
Alex Dibble.
Alex Dibble. Dibble.
Dibble.
Dibble.
Dibble.
Dibble.
Dibble.
With the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Watford midfielder Tom Cleverley's told our sister station TalkSport new manager Marco Silva has changed the mentality of the squad so they don't settle for a point against the big teams. Cleverley's last-minute winner against Arsenal at the weekend saw the Hornets come from behind to win and jump into the top four.
Just trying to change our mentality of being a club that settles for maybe drawing some games, and he wants to turn us into a club that goes in with a mentality of believing in ourselves every game, and that's exactly what he said at half time, and I thought that changed the game.
Northern Ireland won't be seeded for tomorrow's World Cup playoff draw after dropping down the latest FIFA rankings. It means they'll face either Italy, Switzerland, Croatia or Denmark for a place at next year's tournament in Russia. And Roger Federer says his last ambition for 2017 is to win the ATP World Tour Finals in London. He admits Rafa Nadal will probably finish ahead of him in the rankings, despite Federer's fifth win in a row over the Spaniard in the Shanghai Masters final yesterday. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Dibble. It's 1:05 then. We've got some programme to bring you, and judging by the amount we've got to squash in, we probably should start around now.
Talk Radio. Welcome to QuickBooks. Whatever your trade or craft, QuickBooks helps you manage your small business finances so you can focus on growing your business. Get paid faster by sending quotes and invoices on the move. Snap and sort receipts from suppliers in a few taps. And get a clear picture of how much profit you've made, job by job, in an instant. Visit quickbooks.co.uk today and get up to 50% off for your first 6 months. QuickBooks. Your accounts. Done. Full terms apply. Visit quickbooks.co.uk for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
And we will be shortly. Seems to have been lifted from the West Wing.
No, because what does it taste like?
Because I was called a sociopath a lot after last year.
Yep, pretty much. Greatest ever programme. We've done some investigating here, and it turns out all of the words are silly stories.
Hello.
The Prince of Wales has been very much in the news, as you'd expect. That's quite presidential.
Keep what makes you drunk.
Not yet.
That's not retro enough.
Oh, I'm going to make a thing.
It just puts another little spring in your step every morning.
Thank you. How do people get in touch with us?
Hi.
There. Or do the kids with a Z? Do you want to see what the granddad played?
Hangovers are history. A boffin called Nut.
Actually, I'm bored of this project, but thanks for your money.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey of
well, a good afternoon to you then, say I. And welcome to today. Today on Talk Radio, we're on the programme this afternoon. We are asking you if you're gay or not. Now, this, of course, is just like the NHS over the weekend, the news over the weekend. They're going to ask you if you're gay next time you pop to the doctor's. And just as with the NHS, this will have absolutely no bearing on anything to do with the programme or what you get from it. Just like with the NHS, really. We're just joining in with the obsession with all things people want to know about you, don't they? The NHS is just the latest one to obsession with sexuality and gender. Are you gay? Doesn't matter. It's up to you, and we're very pleased for you either way. But we'll still ask you about it, just like the NHS. So why not text us that data now? 87222.
Start your message with the World Talk.
World Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Or whether you're gay or not. Hashtag NHS. So yes, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, as I say, the bit between 1 and 4 o'clock. I am John Holmes. And as you've been hearing in the news, Storm Ophelia bearing down on Ireland like a deeply unpleasant film mogul in a hotel suite. And by the way, the target of that is clearly the deeply unpleasant film mogul before you start shouting, James Corden! But we now blow our ill radio wind into your Monday, bringing you, I'm going to say, the peaks and troughs of enormous radio waves. Monday, oh, and of course, as there are huge ads across America today, in certain newspapers in America as well, you've probably seen it. American porn man Larry Flint has offered $10 million to anyone who can come forward with information, quote, leading to the impeachment and removal from office of Donald J. Trump. That is what's happened. He's offered $10 million to anyone who can give information leading to the impeachment and removal of Trump. So we're going to happily wade in with that this afternoon as well. So if you can come forward with information leading to the impeachment and removal from office of Donald J. Trump, we'll give you a quid. Now, we can't quite match the porn man's offer, but then Talk Radio hasn't, you know, ever really made porn, so. Well, I mean, there's some homemade stuff on Ginger Producer Dave's phone, but he won't show us that. Anyway, I suppose you're wondering what's coming up on the programme today. Well, allow me to answer that particular question. Sean Hughes, you've been hearing about that as well. The comedian, the Irish comedian Sean Hughes, has sadly died, only 51 years old. So we're going to be talking about him, about his work. We are going to be talking James Corden, who is in trouble for making jokes about Harvey Weinstein. We've got Headline Hijack on the way. Your chance to make up a news story and get it into the 2 p.m. bulletin, whereby Victoria, who's here, and she does have a mouth.
This mouth.
It's that mouth. And it will say the news, but it will also say your lie, if you'd like to send us some news nonsense. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Word you like.
We've got a diversity paper review. We'll be going through the newspapers today. Candice will be here. And she's a diversity. Makes us the most diverse programme in the broadcasting. We have a small child talking news and playing a tune on a toy xylophone. If you can guess the tune, you could be in line for a Toddler Pops. That's the name of the feature. I guessed the tune on Talk Radio in the afternoon's certificate. You could get one of those. We will be arguing the case for Yorkshire independence later on the programme. You might be aware that Yorkshire expressed a preference to go independent of the rest of the country, but we have evidence that that might be a good thing. That's coming up. We've got the big debate at three. All the current affairs are examined through the medium of Japanese poetry. It is, of course, the news in haikus. That's on the way. We'll also take all of your reactions. We will be talking Storm Ophelia. We have a correspondent in Ireland bringing us the very latest between now and 4 o'clock. That's that storm hit. And on the day that the NHS, back to them, have said that large chocolate bars are going to be banned from those hospital shops, we're going to be bringing you a game of banned or unfortunately named chocolate bar. Banned or unfortunately named chocolate bar on the programme later. So much to come this afternoon between the hours of now and when we stop. Let's find out who's working on the show today. Assistant producer Marta, Asprod Marta, is through the ventana.
Patatas brava.
Hola, Marta.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. How are you?
I'm fine, yeah.
Yeah, good, great. Good news.
You
yeah.
All right?
Yeah, fine, thanks. Chloe's on the buttons today. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
It's unseasonably warm, isn't it, Chloe?
It's horrible.
You don't like
it's
it, do you?
I've got a new coat.
You've bought a new coat and you can't even use it.
No.
She's angry about this. She was complaining in the
very
office
cross.
About this, yeah. Oh, got a new coat. Someone's got the money, haven't they? The money.
Oh. So rich.
Yeah, I know. Working here that does that, Chloe, and you know it is.
Big bucks.
Yeah. Victoria's got the news.
Yes, John.
Yeah. Cornelius is here.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah.
You alright?
Yeah. Why just about? What happened?
Nothing.
Right.
It's just something to fill the silence, John.
Fine. More or less what this show is all round, isn't it? If there's a silence, you might as well just put this on to break that awkward sounding nothing, the void. Anyway, welcome along. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Now, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that we're going to get into today's big story that we're going to be discussing in depth with some music. You get to figure out what that story is from the clues contained in the song. Artist or title, what's the big story? Play along at home just for fun from this. That is Supergrass, the song Caught by the Fuzz. You're listening to it on Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes. But how does that song link to today's big story? You're playing along at home or in the office. Just a bit of lunchtime fun at work. No prizes. Cornelius, you've been trying to figure it out, of course.
Yes, I have.
And have you come up with a viable answer to what the big story could be based on that song?
Caught by the fast policing story. Is it? Oh, the Wi-Fi security flaw that's putting devices at risk.
No.
Is it Spain or Catalonia?
How's that?
Caught by the fuzz. Spanish band, Supergrass. No. You can spell Supergrass. You can spell Spain with some of the letters of Supergrass.
I mean...
And then an N and an I as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, no, it's not that.
Okay. The fuzz.
Yes.
The police.
Yes.
They are an emergency service,
yeah.
As are paramedics. And they live in hospitals
yeah.
where you can't eat chocolate anymore.
No. You were right about the fuzz being a slang term for the police. What do the police do?
Arrest people.
What else do they do? At the scene of a crime or an accident? They put up a...
A tent.
No.
Tape.
Yes.
A cordon.
Yes.
James Corden.
James Corden. There yeah. we go. Who has done some jokes, as is his job, at an event and come under a lot of criticism for it. The jokes are about Harvey Weinstein. The target of the jokes was Harvey Weinstein, but there's been a backlash on social media, naturally. So is it too soon? Can you make jokes about it? We'll be discussing that with a comedian. Next on the programme, and also talking, of course, about the sad death of Sean Hughes. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. It's time to supercharge the fight against cancer.
I'm Paul Ross and I'm getting orangified for Stand Up to Cancer. I'll be suited and booted in top-to-toe tangerine with a towie tanger boot.
Every orange has appeal. And now you can go orange for an awesome fundraising appeal. Wear orange, pay up, take cancer out.
Shake your satsumas and help bring in stacks of cash for game-changing cancer treatments. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives.
Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Ooh, winter can hit you hard if your boiler's not up to it. So make sure your home or business stays a step ahead this winter with a new boiler from British Gas for half price. You'll still get our full fixed price guarantee and our full 5-year warranty. And you'll only pay full price for the installation. Oh, and don't worry, you will get a full boiler. It's only the price we've cut in half. But hurry, this half-price offer ends 31st of October. Get yours now and be a step ahead this winter. Search British Gas New Boiler. Conditions apply.
I like my telly how I like my coffee. Strong, fast and packing a punch. A bit like Sky One. Because when it comes to telly, I need it instantly. Super fast, straight to the brain. Just like that. Drink one, Sky One.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, buy two or more Meyer or Minerva solid surface kitchen worktops and receive a 430-watt dual-base random orbit sander free. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Ahoy there! Is your car feeling sluggish? Like you're lugging a massive great anchor? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt. Over time, BP Ultimate with active technology removes dirt from your engine, and it could give you more miles per tank. So, it's anchors away! BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultima unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic's busy on the M6 in Cheshire. This is south between 19 for Knutsford and 18 for Middlewich. One lane's closed in the roadway as a recovery of a broken down vehicle. An accident on the M6 in the West Midlands is making that quite busy northbound junction 6 to 7 as you pass Birmingham. One lane's still closed there. There's queues on the northbound M42 between junctions 5 for Solihull and 6 for Birmingham Airport and Coventry. There's been an accident and a lane's out because of that. And in West Lavington, Wiltshire, both sides of the A360, that remains closed between West Lavington and Tilshead following a serious accident. I'm Jarena Adams.
Win up to £17,000 of kitchen and appliances. Now I've got your attention, let me tell you a little bit more. Juicen have teamed up with Quest to give away a kitchen up to the value of £17,000, including a choice of appliances. Nice. Entering couldn't be simpler. Just visit questtv.co.uk/kitchen giveaway until the 13th of November. Win up to £17,000 worth of kitchen with Juicen and Quest. Now that's a quest we would all love to do. questtv.co.uk/kitchen giveaway. Terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Let's talk about today's big story. The famous car salesman James Corden has himself given his jokes at a Hollywood fundraiser over the weekend about Harvey Weinstein. Found himself in hot water, which is ironic given that one of his jokes was about the dirt lump movie producer in a bath. There was, as is just about par for the course these days, a social media backlash as Twitter, etc., queued up to rant at Corden for having the temerity to take the mickey out of powerful scum, even though, as a comedian, technically that is his job. However, is it too much? Is it too soon? Is context everything? Did he do the correct jokes? Did he do them correctly? Some say the situation shouldn't be joked about at all. Others say, well, maybe ignoring it is worse. Some people were offended. Some laughed at the jokes. But for his part, James Corden has now apologised, trying to distance himself from it. And pointing out that the target of the jokes was Weinstein, not his alleged victims. Chances are, of course, that Corden didn't actually write the jokes anyway. Probably picked them up from WeBuyAnyJoke.com. Yet Saturday Night Live also covered Weinstein at the weekend. Obviously, he's been the target of jokes from comedians over here. Graham Norton on BBC One on Friday, for example. And Seth MacFarlane did one at a Hollywood Awards show in 2013 because he, too, back then had heard the rumours. So that wasn't even too soon. That was during. So before we talk to Fred McCauley, comedian, about this, let's have a quick clip of some of James Corden in action over the weekend.
LA, it's so beautiful, Harvey Weinstein has already asked tonight up to his hotel to give him a massage. I don't know whether that groan was that you like that joke or you don't like that joke. If you don't like that joke, you should probably leave now.
Fred McCauley, a comedian and man, is on the phone. Hi, Fred.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you again.
That's the nicest introduction I've had. Comedian and man.
And accurate. Yes. So, what did you make of this? Because is it too soon or is it just the fact that the jokes weren't very good?
I don't think it was too soon. I was quite clear in my mind, having looked at the bit of footage online, that the target was Harvey Weinstein. And as you say, Saturday Night Live did gags about it. But it was the much more respected Michael Che that did them.
Yeah.
James Corden, I've never actually worked with, and wouldn't have bracketed him as a comedian. So I think maybe he wasn't invested in it. Can we say that, John?
I think that's probably fair.
That doesn't sound too highfalutin.
No, it doesn't. I think you're right, and I'll tell you why I think you're right. And you've hit the nail on the head, I think, because James Corden is a comic actor, right? That's what he started off as, and he's done films, he's done Broadway and plays and all that kind of stuff. And we know that he won't have written that joke. It's not his joke. That's a kind of paid-for joke that someone's written for him to do. And you're right, because about context, because the invested is the right word for that. You get the sense that he was just sort of reading it out.
Yep. Whereas Michael Che on Saturday Night Live, he's a brilliant stand-up comedian and he knew exactly what he was doing. I think that for me, whether it's too soon or not, this is a kind of seismic thing, I think, in our industry, John. And I know that I certainly am a million miles away from where, from Hollywood. But I think there is something seismic going on here just about men and the way that men treat women, and an awful lot of women are coming forward now, and we have to remember that in a lot of these circumstances, these people are victims, And so for me, John, would I have gone on and maybe done some material about it if I had what I thought was a good gag and it was clear that Harvey Weinstein was the butt of the joke? Then I would have done it.
Hmm. I would have too, and have been doing on this programme.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important, because I think you can joke about anything if the context is right. People will always be offended and will always disagree with you.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't stop you doing it if you think your intentions are good and that the target is correct.
Yeah, and also I think the other very, very telling thing today is that James Corden has come out and made a series of apologies for it, whereas, you know, the guy that everybody knows that would be in a similar situation in Hollywood making jokes about people in the industry would be Ricky Gervais.
Mm.
And the last thing you would hear from him is an apology.
Yeah. So why is that, do you think? Do you think that's because James Corden's, partly what you were saying, he's got a late-night nice guy agenda,
uh-huh.
whereas Ricky Gervais' shtick, brilliantly, is saying those things that are seemingly unsayable?
Correct. That is absolutely it. And he's probably thinking, oh, gosh, if I offend these people, am I going to get guests to come on my show? Whereas Ricky, you know, he's very much his own agenda. He's going to be off and doing whatever he chooses to do, such as the spectrum of what he does. But I mean, there was another comment that I thought was really off color, and it was Julia Hartley Brewer, who made a comment, and I guess she was trying to make a joke of it or to make light of it, that if she was a young Hollywood starlet, she would be coming out with a story. Just to gain popularity or to get acclaim. And if that's an attempt at a joke, that was a spectacular failure as well.
Right, yeah, she tweeted that, didn't she? Yeah.
She did, yeah. And it is, it's at the expense of the victim.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas the punching up, I suppose, that whole target being Harvey. It's all about, isn't it, jokes, though? It's all about, as we were saying, it is the target, but it's the words, it's the context, it's the delivery, it's the meaning.
Right.
You know, and even David Baddiel was tweeting about this as well, saying it actually even comes down to the order of the words sometimes, because jokes are constructed.
Uh-huh.
And have to be done in a certain way.
Yep, absolutely right. You know, as I say, there is a feeling, if you can get such a thing, John, through social media, which is where we get an awful lot of our information these days. But if you look on Facebook at the women that have been doing this Me Too thing, I do have a sense that this is a big, big story, and it's going to change the way that people look at things. Whether it stops people from trying to make jokes about it, well, I sincerely hope not.
Mm.
You know, jokes are there to be made, and the test is always, is it funny?
Yeah.
And if you say something out loud and it is, and it gets laughed, then it's proven to have been funny. And whether some people take offence at it or not is entirely up to them.
We must also, before I let you go, talk about Sean Hughes, very sadly died at age of 51, which is news that broke sort of in the last hour or so.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your memories of Sean and Sean's work?
I knew Sean from just about whenever I started doing stand-up, John. I would come down to London. Sean was, by that time, was a headliner, you know. And I was just thinking today, the only people that we've really lost in our community, Felix Dexter went a couple of years ago, and now Sean. And I worked with both of them on a wee tour that we did up in Scotland in the early 90s. I mean, there were people that both of whom I looked up to with great respect. Sean, you'll know yourself, was a handsome bugger a handsome chap, forgive me, a bit of a heartthrob, and it was no surprise to me he got his TV series when he did. I was his warm-up man for a couple of the shows, you know, but I always looked up to him, a great comic and a good guy.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I was talking about this earlier. I went, drinking with him in a pub in London. The pub's no longer there now, and neither Sean, sadly.
Uh-huh.
But he's, as you rightly said, he was just a brilliant guy to be around.
Yeah, he was, and a warm guy. You know, I don't know, John, I wasn't close to him. I saw him just last year. We both took part in a big gala performance up in Edinburgh, and he was doing a new routine, and it was excellent. I never quite understood why he gave up Buzzcocks when he did. I mean, that was a huge thing for me, for somebody to walk away from a big hit television show.
Yeah, yeah.
Never quite got that. But, you know, and he was a writer. He did long-form writing as well as stand-up. But clearly, you know, the drink got the better of him.
Yeah. Listen, Fred, thanks very much for talking to us.
John, good to catch up with you as well.
Yeah, and you, mate. All right, okay. Fred McCauley there has got a Radio 4 series starting tomorrow as well. Talking about Sean Hughes and James Corden there, on the other hand. On Talk Radio now, Victoria's got the news, the latest news in a moment. We're also going to be hearing from Bob Mills, also a colleague of Sean's going way back. And we've got the headline hijack on the way, and of course today's diversity paper review. It's just after 1:30, Victoria's got that news.
Talk Radio.
Comedian and actor Sean Hughes has died. The 51-year-old was a team captain on Nevermind the Buzzcocks and featured in Coronation Street around 10 years ago. Fellow comic Ross Noble has called his death a sad loss, while Jason Manford has called him a lovely bloke. A woman in her 70s has died in Ireland after a tree fell on her car in severe winds caused by Storm Ophelia. Gusts of up to 100 miles an hour have been recorded, knocking out power to 100,000 homes and businesses. Health trusts are cancelling hospital appointments and flights are being disrupted. The Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, has urged people to stay safe.
It is coming your way, and this is a national red alert. It applies to all cities, all counties and all areas. And also bear in mind that even after the storm has passed, there will still be dangers. There will be trees on the ground, there will be power lines down, and certainly to take care in that regard.
Britain's biggest police force is investigating five allegations involving Harvey Weinstein. The claims add to several others made by actresses in the US against a Hollywood producer who's been expelled by the organisation behind the Oscars. Weinstein has unequivocally denied any allegations of non-consensual sex. Theresa May is travelling to Brussels for a dinner with the EU leaders in an attempt to end a stalemate over Brexit. The Prime Minister will meet Chief Negotiator Michel Barnier and Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker, who've been warned talks are in deadlock. And Facebook is pledging £1 million to teach school children about online safety. It's teaming up with two British charities to provide the training, which will include how to block people and how to report abuse. The weather's strong winds to the west, but largely dry and warm elsewhere, with some sunny spells, highs of 23 degrees. There's more news in just under half an hour.
There is. Thank you very much, Victoria, for that news there. Today, Victoria will be with us at 3:30, and it will contain bonus news. Or, well, the bulletins are shorter than they used to be, and thus we like to bring you up to date with things that don't quite fit in the main news. We wouldn't want you to feel uninformed or left out. Today, Victoria, we are looking very closely at...
Is it not animal. Is it vegetable or mineral?
Animal, vegetable and mineral covers everything off,
yeah.
And we do them on consecutive days. But I can't remember what we did on Friday.
I think it may have been vegetable.
No.
Was it mineral?
Anybody?
I'm just looking it up.
All right.
Okay.
I think it was...
He is paying attention. Chloe, got your hand up.
Chloe wasn't here. It was mineral on Friday.
Was it actually?
Yeah.
Chloe was here.
That's offensive.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was thinking Marta.
They're different people.
Yes. Yeah. Don't look.
This is about finding.
The same,
this
Cornelius.
Is about finding out which
racist.
Bonus news it is.
You're
not about my misspeaking.
Chloe.
Yeah.
What was it?
Mineral news.
That's right. Okay. So it's animal news.
Brilliant.
I knew that'd perk you up.
Yeah, it has.
Great.
So I was convinced it was anything but.
You just got yourself into a mindset. And actually,
I probably should have remembered since I did it.
Yeah, well, you know, like you. Once it's gone, I don't remember any of it at all. I remember nothing of any previous show. I just try and block it all out, much like the listener. So, on the way, a headline hijack. If you've got a made-up news story on any subject, then please get it to us. Victoria will say it out loud with her mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
At 2 o'clock, you've got 25 minutes to do so. Here's the number to get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
You all right there?
Yep. Let's go to a break.
Okay, then. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's a big show. In fact, it's the big show. It's the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Get your laughing tackle around a great big gob full of current affairs, plus the latest showbiz stories, all that, your finance news, and some gossip stirred into the mix. With me, Paul Ross, your chef of the day on the Full Set Breakfast right here on Talk Radio.
Total Talk, essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Lovely.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Indeed, we shall. We have been talking about Sean Hughes, of course, who has sadly died, the comedian and actor and writer, of course, was only 51 years old. He was the very early winner of a Perrier stand-up comedy award in America at the Edinburgh, at the festival. And he went on to have his own show on Channel 4, Sean Show. And as Fred was saying there, Fred McCauley, he was the team captain on Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
You worked with him as well, didn't you?
I did work with him, yeah, on a couple of things, actually. Bits and pieces for Radio 4, and there were a couple of shows we did, and then, you know, I just remember going to the pub with him afterwards, and, you know, spending the afternoon in the pub with Sean Hughes, which is just one of the greatest things to do, because he's raconteur, he's just really nice, and a warm guy, and just full of stories. Very sadly missed, came as a bit of a shock. I mean, I know he'd gone into hospital, but wasn't quite expecting it to end like it did 8 days later. Bob Mills, our colleague from TalkSport, occasionally on Talk Radio at the weekends. Well, of course, occasionally he's on the weekends. Occasionally sits in for me. But anyway, he knew Sean very well, and he told me this earlier.
Yeah, I was just on air and just heard the news about Sean. It's awful. I mean, I don't know, 50, early 50s, 51. And Sean was one of the... Well, he came over with the Irish lads. It was him and Mike Redmond and Oscar and those sort of people and Owen O'Neill, and kind of really, really knocked that sort of comedy circuit at the time, the comedy store jungles, knocked all that up a notch. And brilliant. I haven't worked with him for about a year. We did a little gig down in Western about a year ago, drove down there. And I spoke to him a couple of months ago about things. That's what happens in comedy. Sometimes you see people every night, sometimes you don't see them for a few months. And he seemed like he was really on top of the world. He was back at Edinburgh for the first time this year for a long time. And he looked like he was really getting back into it, really enjoying it. I don't know. I don't know the details yet. I don't know what's happened. Someone on the news that he'd had a cardiac arrest. I don't know, but it's awful, isn't it? It's terrible. You know, he's a young man, 51. You're a young man these days, and it's a loss. I remember he had his show, Sean's Show. People forget about that Sean's Show, which is his version of a sort of Larry Sanders, Gary Shandling, Seinfeld type of thing, where it was a show about him and his life and stuff that was happening, and Buzzcocks, obviously. But anyone who ever saw him live, that's how you remember him. That's his legacy. He was one of the best, the sharpest and really edgiest live performers that we've had the joy of seeing in this country. It's a great shock.
Bob Mills there talking to us about the death of Sean Hughes. Thence to the headline hijack, your chance to write the news agenda, set the news agenda, specifically at 2 o'clock. In the bulletin, therein. Now, you can get in touch with us. All you've got to do is make up some news. It's a couple of sentences, really, a paragraph at most. We'll hand one of them to Victoria. She will say it as though it were true, confusing the people who aren't really listening closely enough to this bit of the programme, or just aren't paying attention. And then they'll just hear the lie as truth, and that's headline hijack, that is. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
It has been announced, according to Tony, that in order to make the show more open to a mainstream audience, the format of Blue Planet is going to be slightly adjusted so that each week the public can vote off a blue whale. And also David Attenborough will be joined by two other judges. He'll become a judge now, yeah. Who are rumoured at the moment to be Michaela Strachan and Nick Grimshaw.
That sounds entirely plausible, given television, doesn't it? Yeah, we love Blue Planet, Sir David. It's great. I mean, it's really what we think it's missing, though, as television executives, is a judging element. So we're going to pick a whale each week and vote it out of the sea.
Just quickly, have you seen the story from over the weekend? That Ofcom have said to the BBC,
yes,
that their television comedy has to be better.
Yes, I did see that.
Now, I think that's a funny story, but it's also made me very nervous that our regulator, it's the same regulator for this show,
yeah,
can just slag it off for no reason.
Yeah, yeah. Rather than just be there, you know, as a voice of control, or yeah. You know, just that point where you might cross a line to just kick you back into
touch.
Yeah. Which is their job. Now they're just going, not funny, is it? Yeah. Well, all right, hang on. Whoa, back off, Ofcom. Back off, Com. I mean, they're right about a lot of the BBC.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I
mean,
that's fair enough. No sour grapes there. Right, so what else has been coming in, Cornelius? Very quickly.
Apparently, Twitter has said it is going to suspend anyone on it who changes their names to a Halloween theme name as, quote, it gets less funnier each year. The social media site has said that if the trend continues, it will add even more characters to tweets to really annoy everyone even more.
Thank you very much indeed. Right, your lines are open. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And after this, we're going to be going through the papers for the diversity paper review here on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Get ready to feel flush with success on The James Whale Show. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. James will be joined by another man who's never short of an opinion. Pimlico Plumbers flamboyant CEO and founder, Charlie Mullins, for an in-depth look at the current challenges facing small business owners and entrepreneurs. Don't miss Flush with Success. Tomorrow night from 7 on The James Whale Show on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
From office equipment to fuel. What if the everyday things you buy for your business could add up to something a bit more rewarding? With the American Express Gold Business Card, you can earn membership rewards points on your business spend and use them for office supplies, restaurants, or even flights. Join now and get 20,000 bonus points when you spend £3,000 in the first 3 months. Plus, your first year's annual card fee is on us, saving you £125. Search Amex Gold Business to apply. Welcome offer subject to card membership approval. For a card with no annual fee, rewards, or other features, an alternative is available. See website for terms.
The Dictionary of Driving by Mazda. Today, the letter L. L is for look-back ability. Not every driver will experience it, but Mazda owners know it all too well. That irresistible urge to glance back at your car after every drive. Look back ability. Does your car have it? Search all new Mazda CX-5 to find out more. With 3.9% APR representative and £500 deposit from Mazda. Mazda. Drive together. Mazda personal contract purchase. T's and C's apply. Finance subject to status. 18s or over. Guarantee may be required. Mazda Financial Services.
Do you have heart disease? Diabetes? Maybe kidney or liver disease? Flu on top of health conditions like these can easily develop into something very serious and land you in hospital. That's why the flu jab is free for you. You need it. So don't put it off. Contact your GP or pharmacist to get your free flu jab now. NHS. We're all here to help you stay well this winter.
Jeff's just switched to the E.ON Go Online tariff, so he's got that yes saved again feeling.
Yes.
It means that he's saving an average of £200.
I am.
And his prices are fixed for the next year.
Jeff 1, energy bills nil.
Get that yes saved again feeling and save an average of £200. Discover the right E.ON tariff for you today. Search E.ON Energy now.
Saving for dual fuel customers using national average prices across standard variable tariffs not in receipt of discounts. Of large suppliers at Ofgem typical domestic consumption. Switching to E.ON Go Online 1 year. Paying by fixed monthly direct debit with paperless billing. Restrictions and eligibility criteria apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
As predicted, weather conditions in Northern Ireland are beginning to cause delays through down the A3 Belfast Road in Dollingstown is currently blocked. A tree has come down near to Main Street. The M6 in Cheshire is struggling southbound between 19 and 18 near Middlewich. That's because of a broken down vehicle in the roadworks. Still looking busy on the M42 in the West Midlands after earlier northbound problems near 6 for Coventry. Through West Lavington in Wiltshire, both sides of the A360 closed by a serious accident, and a damaged gas main in Dorset keeps the A352 through Wall closed. I'm Joanna Adams.
Win up to £17,000 of kitchen and appliances. Now I've got your attention, let me tell you a little bit more. Jewson have teamed up with Quest to give away a kitchen up to the value of £17,000, including a choice of appliances. Nice. Entering couldn't be simpler. Just visit questtv.co.uk/kitchen giveaway until the 13th of November. Win up to £17,000 worth of kitchen with Jewson and Quest. Now that's a quest we would all love to do. questtv.co.uk/kitchen giveaway. Terms apply.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. You are listening to the radio, which is what I am on currently. Now, there's a lot going on today. We talked about the sad death of Sean Hughes, of course. We have talked about James Corden apologising for those jokes he did. Theresa May has gone to Brussels to fix Brexit single-handedly. Storm Ophelia has hit land, of course, in Ireland. There's a hell of a lot going on today, and it's all very complicated, isn't it, Colin?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Now, we're here to help as ever, of course. We take the news, and the best way to analyse it, we find, is through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the only way that makes sense in a complicated world. It's all about the syllables. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Storm set to batter. UK, Scotland don't mind though. They like battered things.
It's true. The news in haikus. So to the Diversity Paper Review. Now, regular listeners know exactly what this is, but if you are new, hello, welcome, by the way. You're very welcome. What we do is go through the newspapers, just like any old show might. But with the twist that each and every day we invite a different diversity into the studio to do it for us. Diversity, huge issue in the media, in all walks of life, of course, and we like to do our bit, and this is our bit. Each and every day with the Diversity Paper Review. Candice is back. Hello.
Hello, John.
And remind us of your diversity.
I'm going with brown female, as always.
That's right. It's the correct thing to do. Yeah. Right. So what should we start with, Candice? What have we got today in the papers?
Well, I was travelling to work this morning, and I saw in the Metro, it was talking about, the headline is Generation Rent Leaving London for Sunny Slough. Because basically, a lot of people renting in London can't afford to rent in London, so they're tending to actually move out of London.
Yes.
And I'm a bit like, I don't know. I personally, I'm a Londoner, I've always grown up in London, lived in London, blah, blah, blah. I am doing my darndest to try and stay in London as much as possible.
Right.
I know it's breaking my bank balance, it really is.
Yeah.
But I think for the type of work that I do, I have to stay in London. Or just, do you know what I mean? Or maybe in like another major city. But lots of people apparently are going to Slough.
Well,
or the
that's
Midlands.
Awful. I wouldn't wish that on anyone.
Come friendly Slough. Bombs. So the... this has always been the case, though, of course, hasn't it? We know that London is...
Yeah.
Horrifically expensive.
Disgustingly.
And if you move out, you get far more for your money. But then you've got the convenience of being in London. But then you say that. See, I don't live in London, and I never have. But I work here, and I can get here quicker from my house in the depth of Kent. Quicker than some people can get across London
to
get
underground,
here, which is ridiculous.
But it was really strange, because I thought, okay, exactly. You move out of London to buy somewhere. Totally get it. But people are actually moving out of London to rent somewhere. Like... I don't know. It just kind of blows my mind a little bit.
No, you're right. The renting thing changes it slightly, doesn't it? But the rents, I mean, that's the problem. They keep going on. People can't even get on the rent ladder now, let alone the property buying ladder.
No. Apparently, the average monthly rent is £1,712. £1,700.
In London?
In London. The average monthly rent. last month in London. £1,700.
That's quite a lot.
It is just a tad.
I mean, is that for a?
It doesn't actually specify like was one bed or two bed or whatever. I'm hoping maybe like a two bed.
Well,
at the
I doubt
least.
If it is.
You know. 1700.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, because not one person, if they're paying that money, they would buy a house.
Yeah.
You'd hope so.
I mean,
if they've got enough
deposit.
I mean, you have. You've got very rich parents, as we know. But not
if
everyone
I did
has cars.
I'd buy my own house.
No, hashtag white privilege.
I don't have a house, though, so you can't say
well,
that.
Well, yeah, but if you want one, you snap thing. Your fingers. And
well,
your
yeah,
parents
but obviously I do. Who doesn't want a house? So you're wrong, because I would just buy a house now. Yeah.
Should I go to the next story?
Yeah.
Cool. in The Sun on page 6, it says that fridges that take pictures, so like all these like kitchen appliances that have little funky gadgets, they're getting really, really popular now. So apparently in John Lewis, they've seen sales really go up of, yeah, fridges that take selfies. And you can, some fridges apparently, some appliances text an alert when the fridge door is left open. And I just can't help but think, maybe I'm a bit boring. Just, why can't a fridge just be a fridge?
Just a fridge?
Yeah.
Just a bloody fridge. That's all it needs to be.
I don't really need a text message to say, like, you know, the temperature of the ice cubes, whatever. It's like, no, it's a bit much for me.
I can sort of see the, because if you do leave not a fridge door necessarily, but a freezer door open, and it's a full freezer, that is expensive and annoying. Mm-hmm. We've all done that, and that is irritating. So I could sort of see that being useful. It doesn't happen often, though, does it? But I could see that being mildly useful.
But, you know, getting your selfie game ready, fire your fridge.
That's not necessarily a thing.
No.
Also, if you get a text, that means chances, and you don't know your fridge is open, chances are you're out.
Yeah.
Mm.
If it takes a text message, yeah. You're not going to go home. You're not going to be like, if I got one now, I wouldn't go, sorry, guys, family emergency. Yeah. Go home, shut my fridge, maybe take a baby bell or something. Yeah.
No, I mean, the butler would do it. So it doesn't apply to you.
I don't have a butler.
No. Well, that's because you fired him, because he didn't shut the fridge. I remember you telling me that.
I've never had a butler.
But what? Why isn't there just an alarm? I mean, you just, if you leave it...
That's a good point.
Because then you're still there.
I've seen some fridges do that.
Do they?
I've seen it.
I was going to say, maybe you should
pay to that. So the light flashing.
That's acceptable. It doesn't need to text you.
No.
Or take a selfie. I don't know why. What's that?
I don't know what that's
what
about.
What do you do? Just stand
all.
In front of your fridge and go...
I don't even want to get my head around it, to be honest. No. I don't want to get sucked into that.
No.
So, no.
But
phone is fine to take a selfie, if you want to take a selfie.
Right, two things with fridges. One, keep the food cold. Two, don't catch fire. They're the things with fridges that everyone cares
that's
about.
That's all you want.
That's what you want from a fridge.
Yeah.
Right? Selfies? No, not really.
No.
I mean, they're annoying when they're on phones, let alone your fridge. Also, how do you hold a fridge up in the air to do it at the end of a stick? That's stupid. It's too heavy.
So it's not even a selfie.
It's too heavy, isn't it?
I mean,
it's
a photo.
Yeah.
I'd be really intrigued, though, to hear from people who actually do have a fridge that takes a selfie for them. So,
I don't think we need to hear from them. I think they need to sit down and take a long, hard look at their life. That's what they
need
to do.
That's the last person I want to talk to. Yeah. Oh, my God, stand here. Stand here. Wait, hold that free. Okay, now stand here.
You watch what the fridge does.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Oh, God.
What else have you got?
What else do I have? Also in The Sun, it was a story of how the NHS boss is trying to ban shops and hospitals selling super-sized chocolate
bars.
Right,
yeah.
And in my mind, I'm thinking, sometimes if you're visiting someone, the person's feeling a bit poorly, they might just need a sugary treat.
Yeah.
You might want to buy a lot of chocolate.
This is like the big, like your king size Mars bar. So the normal size Mars bars are still there. So you can still give your friend a sugary treat.
Yeah, but buy two of them. I mean, that's fair enough.
But what if your friend, your family member is in hospital for a long time, you're trying to be economical, buy the bigger size, they can nibble on it gradually kind of thing. Yeah. Or even maybe I just want to buy a big bar of chocolate. How about that?
Yeah, you're right. And also, it's all part of the nanny state, isn't it? Because you make the choice whether to buy a big bar of chocolate for your obese friend that's having a stomach staping operation. It's your choice.
Could save the NHS money, though.
Yeah, by killing them early.
Yeah, well, the diabetic unit.
Yeah, there you go.
That's going to struggle,
so
isn't
if it's going to kill the fat person, or whoever it might be, then the bed is freed up for the next person, thereby saving the NHS money. So they've actually done themselves a disservice. They're trying to keep people alive longer, and that's stupid. What are they doing?
So yeah, let's keep the big chocolates, I say.
Thing is though, the other thing of course about the news is that the big chocolates are all different sizes now. Like the yes. Toblerone used to be a bit, they'd shrunk that down, didn't they?
They didn't think we'd notice, but we noticed.
Yeah, so actually, it's already started that, and now the hospitals have just joined in with it.
I know. Good. So yeah, hopefully if they're listening, keep the chocolate bars.
Later on the programme, by the way, we are going to be playing a game off the back of that very story, Candice, of banned or, let's say, uncomfortably named chocolate bar from around the world. Because when you start investigating that, there are quite a few that, by our own standards, shouldn't be called that. So is it the name of a band or an unfortunately named chocolate bar from around the world? That's going to be happening between 3:30 and 4, Candice. Something to look forward to for everybody. Right, that's it. We're done. We've got to move along. Thank you for coming in.
No problem.
Lovely to see you as always. Remind us of your diversity.
Brown female.
That's right. Tomorrow, more diversity paper reviewing with a different diversity, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting, of course. Now then. Headline Hijack is on the way. Your chance to make up a news story that will decorate the 2 p.m. bulletin. Victoria will be here. She'll say the actual news. One of the stories will be a made-up lie. You are invited to the person who makes it up from scratch. A couple of sentences or a paragraph. The lines are always open. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
But who is today's headline hijacker, Cornelius?
It's Frank.
And where's Frank?
Preston.
Frank's in Preston. He's made up the news. Hear it set as fact next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're also going to be talking, we're going to be talking about a lot of things today, not least we've been hearing about Sean Hughes, of course, who sadly died, the comedian Sean Hughes. We will be playing that game I mentioned. We've got the big debate at 3 o'clock. Talk Radio has teamed up, as you probably know, with Stand Up To Cancer. You've probably been hearing the advert for that. And we're going to be talking about that next on Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with ReclaimingSpain.com. Wake up with a man who'll set you up for the day with a supersized breakfast of breaking news, entertaining views and talking point issues.
Join me, Paul Ross, for your morning fix of current affairs, entertainment, showbiz and opinion.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio with ReclaimingSpain.com. If you're one of the thousands of UK residents who invested in Spanish property that was never built, we may be able to help you get your money back. Visit ReclaimingSpain.com to find out more.
Hi, you've reached Tom's voicemail. I can't come to the phone because Season 8 of Fox's The Walking Dead is about to stream on Now TV. I've been looking forward to this and I'm not missing it. So, leave a message. Although the Now TV Entertainment Pass does have over 250 box sets to watch. So maybe, don't call me, I'll call you.
To get your 14-day free trial of the latest shows, including The Walking Dead, search Now TV. 18 plus, new customers only, pass auto renews at $7.99 a month unless cancelled.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on. TradePoint!
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
At Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, we understand how important it is to choose the right van for your business. So not only does the Volkswagen Transporter have city emergency braking as standard, meaning you're less likely to be involved in an accident, it also now comes with 2 free services and is available on contract hire for just £229 a month. That's right, you're in van heaven. Search Volkswagen Transporter to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles, working with you. 36-month term, £1,374 initial rental and 20% VAT. Business users only, 18s and over, until 2nd of January 2018. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock. Good afternoon, I am John Holmes. You're listening to Talk Radio, yeah. And Victoria's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Storm Ophelia kills a woman, tributes to the comedian Sean Hughes, and Sheeran's accident.
Talk Radio.
Hurricane force winds from Storm Ophelia have caused the death of a woman in Ireland. She was in her car when it was crushed by a tree. It comes as thousands of homes are without power and flights and hospital appointments have been cancelled. John Hammond from Weather Trending has told Talk Radio Ireland will bear the brunt of the storm.
By the time the remnants of this storm make it up towards Scotland, it will be weakening quite dramatically. So for the rest of the UK, although there is going to be a very windy spell across the likes of Scotland and Northern England and North Wales and the Midlands, nothing too out of the ordinary. We're talking about gusts of 50, 60, 70 miles an hour. Yeah, a wild night to come.
Stand-up comedian and actor Sean Hughes has died. The 51-year-old was the team captain on Nevermind the Buzzcocks and the youngest ever winner of the Perrier Award. Fellow comic Bob Mills has told Talk Radio he'll remember him for his stand-up shows.
Anyone who ever saw him live, that's how you remember him. That's his legacy. He was one of the best, the sharpest and really edgiest live performers that we've had the joy of seeing in this country. It's a great shock.
Boris Johnson is urging the European Union to get on with beginning serious Brexit negotiations on trade. The Foreign Secretary's comments come as Theresa May is getting ready for a fresh push to break the deadlock in a meeting in Brussels this evening. More than 30,000 people have responded to actress Alyssa Milano's tweet encouraging people to reply Me Too if they've ever been sexually harassed or assaulted. It comes in the wake of the Harvey Weinstein allegations. The Hollywood filmmaker denies claims of non-consensual sex. The number of pregnant women giving birth at home in England and Wales has fallen to its lowest level in more than a decade. Official figures show just 2.1% of mothers did so in the last year. And Ed Sheeran has posted a photo on social media of his arm in a cast. He says he hurt it in a bike accident and is warning that it might affect some of his upcoming shows.
To be fair to him, though, his road safety advice has never been very strong, has it, Ed Sheeran? So I'm going to blame him for that. Because, you know, he's driving at 90 miles an hour. He likes doing that, doesn't he, in his song?
Yeah.
So if you're the sort of person who likes driving and also recommending others to drive at 90 miles an hour, just to go and see a castle on a hill or whatever it was, then you've only yourself to blame, Frank. If he's driving 90 miles an hour on a bike, that's not safe.
I don't think he was, because it was a bicycle.
Well, yes, but
a push bike.
It might have been powered by something. I don't know.
Talk sport.
Yes. Imagine that, having a bike powered by how would that work?
I would like that, because then when I cycle in, it's less effort.
Yeah, fewer. You could, I think you'd be, what you'd have to do there is you'd have to give a backy to someone from Talk Sport.
I think that'd just weigh me down.
Yeah, but they'd be powering. Well, okay, let's say they gave you a backy, right? Which member of Talk Sport would you like to give you a backy?
Jim White.
Why?
I think he seems like an efficient kind of guy.
Does he?
Yeah.
What, in the leg area?
I don't know. I haven't really peered at his legs.
Right. I mean, what about you, Cornelius? Which member of the Talk Sport community, our sister station, would you like to give you a backy? This is off the back of Ed Sheeran.
A backy, is that as in the bike thing?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's all it is.
I'd want someone who is competent at cycling.
Yeah.
So I'd say Jim White.
That's what I just said.
Did you?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's two votes for Jim White.
He's just out of all the presenters seems the most, ironically, the most likely to look like he does any sport.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want Alan Brazil, would you?
I mean,
no, you really
wouldn't. I think he'd hold you back.
Oh, Alan Brazil. It keeps stopping an off license. It's terrible.
The rest of the Talk Sport lineup, they're very much Talk Sport. They don't take part in it anymore.
That's true.
They've all, and that's very obvious.
You say they've all let themselves go?
Maybe just a bit. Yeah. I mean, Joey Barton, but you don't want to be going around on a bike with him because people will be chasing you.
Yeah.
Danny Murphy is not a nice man.
I saw things earlier of his that I didn't want to see.
Of who?
He used the women's toilet, so I told him off. Danny Murphy.
Yeah.
And then he hadn't even bothered doing himself up properly. And I was like, what are you doing? And I swore at him.
I think we'll move on from that.
Mm.
Who's got the...
I've got the weather.
Oh, yeah.
Talk Radio national weather.
So, strong winds to the west, but largely dry and warm elsewhere with some sunny spells, highs of 23 degrees.
Okay, fine. But who's powered by TalkSport now?
Dibble.
Would you like Dibble to give you a backy?
No.
Oh. Here's the TalkSport pre-recorded with Dibble.
Talk Radio sports update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Manchester City winger Raheem Sterling insists not for 1 minute did he entertain a move to Arsenal in the summer. A proposed swap deal involving him and Gunners forward Alexis Sanchez fell through, but Sterling says there was no chance of it actually happening.
It wasn't something that I was worried about, because Pep is an honest guy and he would have spoke to me before that. So I didn't need to worry about it, and I did think about it, not 1 minute.
The positive feeling around Newcastle has helped the club make such a good start to the season, according to manager Rafa Benitez. Following promotion from the Championship, the Magpies now sit ninth after a 2-2 draw at Southampton. Over 3,000 Newcastle fans made the 600-mile round trip to St Mary's.
The city, the fans, everybody's behind the team, and then we can feel that.
Northern Ireland will face Italy, Switzerland, Croatia or Denmark for a place in the World Cup. Those four are their only possible opponents after Michael O'Neill's side found out they won't be seeded for tomorrow's playoff draw. Before that, though, it's the draw for the FA Cup first round this evening, with Cornwall having its first representation since 1969, sixth-tier Truro City, a ball number 72. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, to increase safety on the roads, the government's considering an extra layer of provisional licensing before the standard provisional license. The new pre-provisional licenses would mean that a person is only allowed to learn to drive with a full licensed driver in the vehicle and someone else who has a provisional license who can impart the knowledge of what they learned so far.
Thank you very much indeed. Ed Sheeran should probably get one of those. Thank you, Victoria, for the news, and thank you for Dibble for the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
It's Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I am John Holmes. And yes, Talk Radio has partnered with Stand Up to Cancer. As you will know, I'm sure, by now, as we've been running stuff on the cause for quite some time now. Let's talk to Neil. Neil's on the phone. Good afternoon, Neil.
Good afternoon, John.
Good to talk to you. So, this is an important topic. It's an important story, and yours is an incredible story, I think, really. So, if you don't mind, tell us what happened to you, Neil.
In 2014, August of 2014, I noticed that I had a rash developing on the helmet of my penis. And I apologise if this language obviously is a little bit brutal for some.
You don't need to apologise, because at the end of the day, it happened to you, and it's... it is unusual. Penis cancer is an unusual one, isn't it?
It is indeed. There's only 550 cases of it a year. So it is one of the cancers that is... I'd never heard of it. I heard of, as a male, I was aware of prostate cancer, yeah. Testicular cancer, all the big hitters.
Cool.
But this rash has developed. So I went to a doctor, and the doctor gave me a cream. After about a month, I thought, this isn't getting better. If anything, it's getting worse. So I went back to see my own GP, and my own GP had a look and said, I'd like to refer you to the hospital.
Yeah.
A couple of days later, I was taken to the hospital. I went to the hospital, and I walked in, saw a consultant urologist, asked me why I was there. I explained. He had a look, and then he literally sat me down and said, you have advanced penile cancer.
I mean, what went through your mind when that happened?
Total shock, devastation. I think after those initial words, quite a lot of what he said was a blur.
Yeah,
I was still trying to take in the words, I have cancer. And then literally he said, right, come with me. And before I knew it, I was in a pre-hospital, pre-operation testing unit for an assessment, ready to go straight ahead with surgery.
Yeah.
And it was literally that much of a shock. I walked out that day and my wife had rung me. How are you getting on? Because we had no idea. We thought it was just a rash.
Sure.
And then I had to ring her and say, I've got cancer.
So it came as a complete shock, obviously, to her as well.
Totally.
And as you say, I mean, I'll be absolutely honest with you, Neil. When I read about your case, before I knew I was going to talk to you, I'd never heard of it either. And
no.
As you say, it's one of the... Is it just because it's so rare that it's not spoken about? I mean, I was surprised that I was thinking, well, I'd never heard of penis cancer, and it was a thing.
I think there's two things, really. I think one is that it is so rare. So, those who have it, I think, especially because it is such a, in the private part of a man, and men are very we're sort of quite roughy-toughy, quite, you know, don't like to speak about things like that.
No.
Big problems down there. So you don't talk about it.
No, that's and right.
Because people are not talking about it. And also the problem with penile cancer, it's found later normally because men try to think, oh, it'll go away, oh, it'll be okay.
That is a classic man thing, isn't it, Neil? You're absolutely
very
right.
Much, yeah. Very much so, yeah.
And I forgive the words as well, but you had the balls to go to the doctors about it, which some men wouldn't necessarily do.
And that is the issue why an awful lot of penile cancer patients are found very late stage, and then the fight is much harder.
And was it not, Reg, when you said, obviously you first went to the doctors and then you had some cream and then you went back and so on, and was it not diagnosed initially, again, because the people you saw it first didn't recognise the symptoms, presumably?
I think that's exactly it. The first doctor I saw just thought, like me, oh, it's a rash, I'll give you a steroid cream, it'll clear up.
Mm.
And it was only after the month that I thought, this isn't clearing up, this is getting worse. And luckily, when I saw my own GP, the second time when I went back, I actually saw my own GP, who was very, very switched on.
Yeah.
And without alarming me or without telling me any, he didn't give me any idea that he thought it was something so sinister. He just said, I would like you to be seen at the hospital and I'm going to contact them and they'll give you a call. And they did. You know, within 2 days, I was being seen. But I just thought, it was because it was a rash that was getting worse in that area. Yeah. I never had no idea it was ever cancer.
No, because also you associate cancer with lumps, don't you? That's the other thing.
You do. And the thing is, penile cancer, as it gets developed, will get like that.
Yeah.
It will become it can be very, very aggressive. There's two types. There's like a skin type of cancer, which will develop. And then there's the underlying tumour, which can be extremely aggressive.
Yeah. So what happened next? What happened when you were admitted to hospital, then what happened?
Yep. Well, I had to have, the first surgery I had was to have a lot of my penis taken away, and it was reconstructed from my leg.
Right.
So they did that first. That was the first surgery, which, again, that's hard to accept. You know you need it done, but it's very, very hard to look down and realise that you don't look the same as you did pre the surgery.
Yeah.
Then after that, I then had to have all of my lymph nodes out because there was cancer detected in one of the lymph nodes. So all my lymph nodes in my groin were taken out. And so now I have no lymph nodes in my groin. So from my waist down, I no longer have any protection against any form of infection or any kind of, if I get bitten or anything like that, that can lead to me getting hospitalised with sepsis.
Yeah.
Or cellulitis straight away.
And okay, so that was sort of, as you said, the first operation.
Operation was the amputation and reconstruction.
Yeah.
The second operation was a major one to take all the lymph nodes out of my groin.
Yeah.
To stop it at that barrier, if you like.
And what when you have reconstructive surgery like that? I mean, it sounds like it must be incredibly painful. I mean, is that the case or?
It was painful, and it's also psychologically quite a hard thing to come to terms with.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the only way I can sort of explain it as a man is now I would understand how a woman may feel when she has her breast removed through cancer and the effect that it has on your body as a person when you look in a mirror.
Yeah.
It is like that, you know. Unfortunately, as men, and I'm sure you'll understand this, you know, people when you play football and you're in the changing room, there's always these jokes about men. We all joke about, you know, our manhoods and, oh, you know, we think it defines us. That's wrong, but we do. We all joke about it.
Human nature, isn't it? That's
it is indeed. But when you have something that takes away an awful lot and you look completely different, it's much harder psychologically to come to terms with that.
And what did you receive help to come to terms with it psychologically?
I've had a very good, loving wife that's helped me come to terms with it. We were offered counselling, and there were times where it came very close.
Yeah.
But we've managed together to And I think it's vital that if you've got someone in your life, you can talk about it. And, you know, they go through the same battle as you do, except they don't physically go through the trauma of the surgery. But every other step of it, yeah, they still have the same impact as the person going through it.
Yeah. And now, Neil, what's the situation now?
Well, I'm currently just 4 months shy of 3 months in remission, 3 years in remission.
Right.
But the fallout of having all your lymph nodes removed in the groin means I've been hospitalised twice this year so far with sepsis, and the previous couple of years I've been hospitalised 4 or 5 times each year battling severe sepsis infections. That's something, unfortunately, I will have to carry on with for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And, you know, again, without getting into too much detail, but I think it's an important question because there will be people, you know, out there, you know, who will know, yeah, about this and who will have been through it, and others who might suddenly think, oh, I should get tested for this. When that happens, and when that worst possible thing happens, does it, does it all... how do we put this? Does it all still work down there, Neil? Is what, yeah, I'm getting at. That's what I'm getting at.
It does indeed. Yeah, it all still works. You know, I can still function as a man. I may not feel the same person, but I certainly can function the same.
Yeah.
You know, I still can do all the things I did before.
Yeah.
You know, which is obviously a good thing. But the key to this, like any cancer, really, is early detection.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
You know, and not burying your head in the sand and ignoring it, because, you know, if you do, you're basically, ignorance won't kill you, but cancer will.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Sorry to interrupt. I was only just going to mention as well what you were doing, because you were a fire officer when this first got done. Is that right?
Well, I was retired from fire service. Yeah,
yeah.
And I'd faced an awful lot of battles in that job, but nothing on the scale of this.
Yeah, because didn't you go to part of the response team at the World Trade Center after the...
I was indeed, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was. And so, you know, in a career that spanned over 20 years, you know, you think you've seen most things life can chuck at you.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any preparation for anybody, young or old, for hearing those words, you have cancer.
So if someone's listening to this, the advice is get yourself checked early on.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah. If you're, you know, you're looking at yourself and you feel like any part of your body, if you look at any part of your body and you think something doesn't look right to you, because we've all got different bodies, it's whatever looks normal to you. If it looks different to you, get it checked out.
Neil,
I was just going to the doctor's not going to tell you. You're wasting his time.
Yeah. Neil, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Tough story, and I'm glad you shared it. That's Neil there. To find out how you can get involved with Stand Up To Cancer, very important, of course, and help raise some much-needed cash, standuptocancer.org.uk. You are listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Stand Up To Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up To Cancer to sign up. Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in October, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational 2-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Upgrades are everywhere. Upgrade your phone, upgrade your wardrobe, upgrade your TV package. But will these upgrades move essential building kit across the country? It's van month this October at Renault, so why not take advantage of the best kind of upgrade for your business? And with the Renault scrappage scheme, you can swap old for new and save thousands towards the purchase of a selected new Renault panel van, including on our brand new Formula Edition range. Order by 31st December and register by 31st January 2018. Participating dealers only, business customers only. Visit your nearest Renault Pro Plus dealership to find out more. For full eligibility criteria and terms, go to renault.co.uk/van-scrappage.
It's amazing what you can do with a tap. With just a tap, you can go from craving to tasting.
Mm.
From choosing to cheersing, and even from searching to surprising.
Flowers!
Now with HSBC, you can use Android Pay wherever you see the contactless symbol. It's easy, fast and secure. Simply download Android Pay from the Google Play Store. So explore, tap and enjoy with HSBC.
Terms and conditions, device restrictions and transaction limits apply. Most HSBC cards are eligible, subject to status.
As the nights draw in, keep the sun shining on the inside with Sunvit D3. Lack of sun during the winter months can affect some people's vitamin D status. So supplement with the Sunvit D3 range to help keep your body in balance. Selected Sunvit D3 products are certified by Informed Sport, Informed Choice and the Vegetarian Society. And vitamin D contributes to the normal function of the immune system. For details and to order, visit sunvitd3.co.uk.
Hi Mum, what you doing?
Making fairy cakes.
Can I help?
Of course, sweetheart. Can you weigh each egg to make sure they're between 57 and 60 grams? Then sieve this flour, put that through another sieve, and finally through this really fine sieve. Then count these hundreds and thousands? I like 200 on each.
Actually, I have some homework.
Oh.
People who work at Esso are obsessed with details. Useful if you're a fuel engineer like Deborah. Our new Synergy Supreme Plus unleaded fuel reduces friction to help look after your engine. Esso. Energy lives here. See esso.co.uk for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M6 is still looking slow southbound after early problems in the roadworks between 19 for Knutsford and 18 for Middlewich. Cambridge's westbound A14 is queuing towards 23 at the Spittles interchange. The exit slip is closed there. That's because of a shed load, so really slow moving on the approach. There's also a lane out on the main carriageway. Through West Lumington in Wiltshire, both sides of the A360 remain closed after a serious accident, and bad weather was anticipated around Northern Ireland. In Down, the A3 Belfast Road through Dollingstown is currently blocked both ways by a fallen tree. I'm Joanna Adams.
I love iPhone. When I get a new one, I can't stop finding new amazing things it can do. But suddenly, bam, all my data's gone. And the rest of the month is, well, empty. Please, can you help?
Certainly. At Vodafone, the iPhone 8 comes with an extra 10 gig on us, so you can love it even more. It's available now in-store and online with a 24-month extended warranty at no extra cost. You won't find that on any other network.
The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
Credit check and minimum term agreement apply. Extra data on selected red plans only. Purchase by 31st of October. See vodafone.co.uk/terms.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, Taylor Swift. That's right. You know, the international superstar Taylor Swift, who had a made-up PR-based relationship with the actor Tom Hiddleston. You remember that? She's been filming her new video.
Did they tell you that? Sorry, I didn't know you were that close to them.
Yeah, I got that from a source. She'd been filming her new video, Taylor Swift. Now, you can imagine the glamour of Taylor. I mean, she's probably, what, the highest paid music?
Oh,
music?
Well up there.
I mean, you know, proper, Taylor, sort of world famous, millions of albums sold.
Platinum, stadium,
yeah. Filmed a new video. I mean, where would you imagine she's done that? I mean, you're probably thinking somewhere, somewhere exotic, aren't you? Probably, where are you thinking? The Bahamas.
Yeah. And a nice hotel in the Bahamas as well.
Something like that. Yeah. No, she's filmed her latest video in a kebab shop in London. I think was it in Kentish Town
called Kentish Kebabs.
That's right.
I think just yeah.
And she's filmed it actually just in there. It seems that's on the front of some of the papers today. So it's given us a welcome opportunity to say to you, here's today's text in: fast food and music. That's right. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Fast food. And music. Fast food, the kebab element of that story. Music, Taylor Swift. Combine the two things. Cornelius, I know there's stuff. What have you got? Come on.
Just simple off the mark. Return of the Big Mac.
Well, of course.
Burger Nat King Cole.
Yeah, well, exactly. Amy McDonald's.
Yes.
Would be one.
Shall we up the level a bit?
I mean, we could try. Have you got anything that does?
Michael Balty.
That does. Michael Balty. Kentucky Fried Christofferson. I mean,
are we?
Because of Chris Christofferson, the
sounds like chick. Does it sound like chicken?
Not really. The Mamas and the Papa Johns. See, deliver Rupert Holmes.
Who's Rupert Holmes?
Had the Pina Colada song.
Oh,
hey, you like Pina Colada?
Yeah,
that one, yeah. Deliver Rupert Holmes. He's the only musical Rupert I could think of.
Chloe's got one.
Chloe's got one.
Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
Donna Kebab. No.
What?
Donna Summer.
Yeah.
She showed her working. I mean, well,
I mean, she had one job there. I mean, literally to come in with one.
I fired myself.
Good. Donna, you could have had Madonna Kebab.
You can have Donna Summer, you have you'd have the reading one.
Yeah. All right.
Subway or Another, the Blondie song.
Good. Gwen Biryani. It's like Gwen Stefani. But...
yeah, it's close.
Sorry. Anyway, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, while you're thinking about that, here's some help we're going to give out. You might know that Theresa May, she's the Prime Minister, she's gone to Brussels, not exactly in an emergency, but certainly to try and break the deadlock that has been... well, called as much by the Brussels team, as it were, the other side, have said there's a stalemate, there's a deadlock on the deal or no deal for the UK. Theresa May has flown out there. She's been on the phone to Angela Merkel over the weekend, but she's gone to Brussels to try and sort this out. But she didn't really need to, because we have our own Brexit expert, a Brexpert, here in the studio, who thinks he has solved Brexit and the problems therein. Cornelius.
That's right, John. Yeah. This morning in the Telegraph, yeah, I read that revised figures have revealed the UK is £490 billion poorer, yes, than previously thought.
That's right, I read that too. £490 billion.
That's quite a lot of money to miscount, isn't it? It's not like spare change.
It was probably added up by the same people who worked out that figure that went on the side of a bus during the whole campaign. But yeah, that is something they've said. They did some maths. They go, this is how much money we've got in Britain. And then they go, oh no, wait a minute. The decimal point was in the wrong place.
And of course, this has massively undermined our approach going into Brexit talks, which we're doing and which we have reached deadlock, but they're probably going to come out of deadlock because the EU might just go, actually, no, you're getting nothing, or this really, very poor deal.
Yeah.
So basically, I've decided that Brexit's a no-go.
Right, well done.
Now, I know that's a big constitutional decision that I've made on...
because half of the country, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, as... I felt I did need to step in and find a good excuse for us to cancel Brexit.
Right.
And, John, I found it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you've achieved what almost over a year's worth of negotiating can't, but let's hear it.
Yes. So, you know, last week I revealed that I am a proponent of Yorkshire independence.
Oh, not this again. Yeah, you did. Yeah.
So,
So Yorkshire said...
Yeah, Yorkshire, a majority of their local politicians have said that they want to have a referendum,
yeah,
or they want further autonomy. They want Yorkshire to become an independent state.
Yeah.
Now, I've been looking at the figures, and as you can see, I actually made a spreadsheet, John.
Oh, that's really boring. Yes, you have.
Of the Brexit results for Yorkshire and for the country as a whole.
Right.
And I've figured out that if Yorkshire... were to become independent, all of their leave votes should no longer count to the total of the Brexit referendum.
Right.
And then without Yorkshire leavers, the UK voted to remain in the EU. So, if we give Yorkshire its independence,
yes,
they will leave the EU because that's what happens. That's what's going to happen to Catalan. If they declare independence,
yeah,
and Catalonia, sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Matalan. Yeah. So I was thinking, why don't we get rid of... because there's many arguments to get rid of Yorkshire anyway, isn't there?
Well, you have some, yes.
Yeah, other than the fact is, who needs Yorkshire?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, we can do without it.
I mean, it's not essential.
No, I mean, the best thing to come out of Yorkshire are the Arctic Monkeys... and maybe the Kaiser Chiefs, but they can still come over and tour.
Okay, fine.
We'll give them visas.
Yeah.
So, basically, I've solved, what do you reckon?
Brexit. So, so let's get this straight. You're, by doing some simple mathematics, you've taken, so the people who voted for Leave who live in Yorkshire, you've eliminated from the overall vote of Brexit.
Every constituency there, every...
Give me some examples of the figures.
Barnsley, 83,958 people
voted to leave.
Yeah. East Riding of Yorkshire, 120,136. In Leeds, 192,474. So the numbers all add up, John.
Yeah, two.
Now, I know there's an argument here for if people... if we discount the Yorkshire Leave votes, that we should also discount the Yorkshire Remain folks.
Well, that is a point, yes, because you can't have one without the other.
Unless,
yeah,
this is my argument, the people who voted Remain clearly like remaining with things.
Yes.
So chances are, if Yorkshire becomes independent, they will migrate to England or elsewhere around the UK.
Yeah.
And there'll be no Remainers left there.
Right.
Ramoners, if you will.
Yeah.
And then what we have, so basically, and also that opens up some space for some leavers, maybe Julia Hartley Brewer, to move away from London.
And go into
Yorkshire
right.
as well, because there'll be some houses free.
So
sort of basically, get everyone who voted Brexit to move to Yorkshire.
They can have their own independent state.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is outside the EU.
Yes.
And they can have the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
But they are still allowed to come over.
They've got visas,
And then everyone who voted Remain come to England. We're still members of the EU.
Yeah.
Theresa May can relax.
Right.
And it's sorted.
Right. But the Yorkshire people, do they want to be independent of the UK and the EU?
Oh, that's a choice they've got to make, isn't
it? Right.
But even if they do become independent, they'll have to regain entry into the EU under all the economic policies.
Right. Marta, can you get the European Union on the phone and tell them, and see if you can get Theresa May out of a meeting and tell her we've got an idea?
Oh, yeah, certainly, yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, we'll see what she says.
Mm.
We'll get her on the phone after the news. Thanks, Cornelius.
So vote for independent Yorkshire, I call.
There we go. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio. You're listening to it in the afternoons. On the way, work experience punditry. Today we are going through television. A weekend's worth of television for you, reviewing that. We've got the big debate at 3, and between 3.30 and 4, we have a game, due to the fact that the hospitals have banned big chocolate bars from hospital shops, a game of banned or unfortunately named confectionery from around the world. It's Talk Radio. It's 2.32. Victoria's got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
A woman has died after a tree hit her car in the Republic of Ireland, where winds of up to 100 miles an hour are expected. Storm Ophelia has caused more than 200,000 power cuts, flight cancellations and axed hospital appointments. The Prime Minister is preparing to meet with the EU's chief Brexit negotiator days after the two sides were said to be in deadlock. Theresa May will also discuss matters with other European leaders in Brussels. A charity says Facebook's plan to offer training to thousands of secondary school children doesn't go far enough to tackle online bullying. The NSPCC is calling on the government to help pupils get more information from their teachers. The actress Alice Evans has told Talk Radio about how she was inappropriately approached by Hollywood director Harvey Weinstein. She says she refused the filmmaker's request to touch her sexually in the toilets during a party in 2002. Scotland Yard is investigating 5 allegations involving Mr. Weinstein dating back to the 80s. He denies any allegations of non-consensual sex. And stars of the comedy world are paying tribute to comedian Sean Hughes, who's died at age 51. The Irish comic tweeted saying he was in hospital just over a week ago, with some reports suggesting he was being treated for psoriasis of the liver. Jason Manford, Jack D and Sarah Millican have all paid their respects, while Omidyar Lily's called him very talented and respected. Fran McCauley has told Talk Radio Sean was perhaps best known for his role as team captain on Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
I never quite understood why he gave up Buzzcocks when he did. I mean, that was a huge thing for me, for somebody to walk away from a big hit television
show.
Never quite got that. But, you know, and he was a writer, he did long form writing as well as stand up, but clearly the drink got the better of him.
The weather, strong winds to the west, but largely dry and warm elsewhere with some sunshine, highs of 23 degrees. There's more news in 26 minutes.
Yes, there is, and there's also more of it in, just under an hour, where Victoria will bring us today's edition of Bonus News. Won't you, Victoria?
Yes, John.
Yes, and why is it there?
Because my bulletins are one third shorter than they were when the station launched in March 2016.
That's right, and you still get paid the same money.
I think that's the right decision. Don't go reducing my wages, maybe increase them.
Okay, extra work is needed. And to make the time up, we bring you bonus news. It's stuff that doesn't fit in the shorter bulletins, and it's all, it's to do with everything, isn't it? It's animal, it's vegetable, it's mineral, that covers everything off apart from fungus, but we've had that conversation. And so today we bring you animal news. If it's happening in the world of little naminals, then Victoria will bring it to us in around an hour's time. So, if you're a fan of creatures, why not stay tuned? Plus, we've solved Brexit on the programme. Talk Radio.
Yeah, you should put that in your news.
Yeah, you could lead with that.
Okay, thanks for the advice.
Thanks. Good. Victoria there. What are we doing? Oh, yeah, that's right. Work experience punditry. Dragging the work experience out of the office and shoving them in front of a microphone next.
Oh, hello there, Doctor. I've got this horrible thing in my leg that's giving me jip.
Well, pop your trousers off. Let's take a look.
It's swollen and red and itchy. Mm. Also, when it rains, it starts singing the Yellow Rose of Texas.
She's the Yellow Rose of Texas. She charges $50.
Very interesting. And I'm afraid I really don't have an opinion on that. Next.
Julia Hartley Brewer's always got an opinion, whether you like it or not. Join me every weekday morning from 10 as I take the temperature of the nation the old-fashioned way. Bend over, Mr. Whale. Julia Hartley Brewer on call tomorrow morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
She's the richest girl in Texas and all she does is...
That's enough, leg. Keep it doing.
It's an appointment to listen.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. A lot coming in, by the way, for today's texting, which is based on the Taylor Swift kebab shop spectacular. She's made a new video, Tay-Tay. That's what they call her, isn't it? And she's shot a video in a kebab shop in Kenning Town in London, apparently. Kentish Town. Sorry, thank you. Right, so it's bands and it's bands and fast food, isn't it? What's coming, Cornelius? What have you got?
I'm not sure some people entirely know what a takeaway is, John.
Right, Chris Martini, I've just seen, and that's yeah, not
Ian Hash Browns as well.
Well, you could
these
take
are
those
from the same person.
You could take those away.
Eddie like... Van Halentel,
right?
Which is like an ingredient. Cilla Black Pudding, again another breakfast ingredient. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know where that man
sort of takeaway. Takeaway. Food and takeaway.
Giles has come in. Snoop Doggy hot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. And Thai Green Day curry.
Fine. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now then, let's do some work experience punditry. It's where we drag the work experience out of the office and shove them in front of the microphone to give them real-world work experience. Jack's with us. Hello, Jack. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right. Thank you very much indeed for asking, Jack.
Excellent.
Even though I know it was more out of politeness than concern.
Of course it was, yeah.
Right, so the weekend's television or the week's television, what are we talking about first?
First up, it's Made in Chelsea, the first episode of the 14th series.
Right, you see, I remember this from last week. You watch these things.
Yeah, religiously, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Did you do Made in Chelsea last week?
No, of course not.
Okay,
no.
Good. You're not going to do one episode each week.
No, yeah. I'm keeping it fresh. Don't worry about
okay.
that. No, yeah.
No.
All right, so for those that don't know, and I include me in that, even though I have heard of it,
yeah.
Made in Chelsea.
Filthy rich young people acting like insufferable fools on
Cornelius,
TV.
It's about Cornelius.
That is not fair.
Well.
I am not filthy or rich or insufferable.
Well.
And you know, I don't see you coming up with anything for Brexit, so if anything, I should be hailed.
You have solved Brexit, that's fair. All right, so Made in Chelsea, right, terrible people filmed.
Yeah, I mean, as a dedicated fan, I've got a rather odd relationship with the show. In theory, it's everything I stand against, and I'm not sure whether I watch it as a form of self-harm or self-validation. But then it's possible those two things are closely related. Much like it's possible that most of the cast's parents are closely related. if they're inane drivel is anything to go by. Anyway, scene one of the first episode of the 14th series involves Jamie Lang, probably the show's biggest export. He's newly single and he's wearing a loud blazer. And that takes up a good 5 minutes of discussion between him and his insufferable chums. In scene one. Scene two, I'm not going to do an entirely scene by scene analysis.
Yeah, no
just
spoilers.
The first one. Okay, scene two, Tiff opens a vegan restaurant. Fair dues, Tiff, may as well do something with your spare time. God knows you've got enough of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, scene three, Jamie's ex-girlfriend buys a puppy, seamlessly exchanging one yapping incontinent pure breed for another. That's harsh on Jamie, to be fair, but I couldn't resist. Sorry, Jamie. And then next, it's quite possibly the best bit of supposed bumping into someone yet, when new boy Charlie drives past Daisy. I say that, Charlie isn't driving, he's being chauffeured in a roller, no less. And I believe that's the moment we've got a clip of.
Can't wait to hear it.
Charlie, Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really late.
Are you? Do you want a ride?
Yeah, I'd love one. That'd be amazing. Thank you so much. Nice to see you.
So random.
I know. What's Charlie been up to then?
What have I been up to? Not that much. Well, the beginning of summer, I was sort of in France, Monaco, Cannes.
How's polo and stuff going?
Polo's fun. Yeah, I've been doing not so much actually over this summer. But yeah, I got a little bit in, quite a bit of riding now. Still go out riding quite a bit.
Yeah, we should go riding together at some point.
You should. Yeah, you have to let me know about that. Yeah, definitely. Can you ride in London? Where can we go? Hyde Park?
Probably. we'll sniff it out. We'll find something.
We should get drab or drinks tonight.
Drinks tonight would be lovely. Conveniently, I am free.
2 and 3. Yeah, truly remarkable. I mean, it's true. It's sickening, and it makes you wonder what kind of person would so flagrantly parade their own immense wealth within the first 60 seconds of being on national TV. The only answer I've come up with is borderline sociopathic vermin. But that's new boy Charlie.
I don't know why they don't call it that. I mean, if they called it that, I would then watch it. That title would lure me in, Jack, if that was it. What's on the other side? Oh, it's borderline sociopathic vermin. Oh, I'll give that a go. Yeah. But it was made in Chelsea, not such. I mean, it's been around, as you say, for a long time.
Mm.
But it's what's its appeal? You watch it. To me, it's just vacuous guff.
Yeah, of course it is. But there's... just because something's vacuous guff doesn't mean there's no value to it, you know? And I think what I get out of it is, you know, seeing these truly, truly awful people live out their rancid lifestyles in full front of the viewing public.
Are they real lifestyles, or is it sort of just made up?
Now, this is where I'm unsure. I'm not really sure I understand the producer's angle here, because so much of it is so blatantly contrived that I don't know if they're still trying to go for this. For example, you heard Charlie just say, what a surprise, this is so random. When that girl went into his car, the cameras were in his car when she got in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Are they trying to kid the viewers? Or I don't know what the angle is of the producers anyway. There's a complete non-storyline in this episode of the broken down friendship between Liv and Julius. Julius, by the way, might be the most loathsome waste of space and hair product ever to grace the street. Ever to the screen. And I've been watching since series one, but bear in mind, yeah? It's truly...
What
truly
series model. Number is this?
14.
That's a lot of your life. Because they're not like six episode series, are
they?
Oh,
no, they've got about 10, yeah. I don't know. Something like that.
Wow.
I mean, there's a prophecy that reality TV will eventually eat itself. Last week's review of All Star Driving School is good evidence of that. Well, Made in Chelsea started eating itself probably around 1 or 2 years ago, and clearly liked the taste so much it hasn't stopped. The last couple of series have seen a sweeping change in cast members. Not too long ago, there were people on it that weren't entirely despicable, including Binky, who is the perfect woman and I will one day marry. But
Binky,
yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah. She's better than just a name, though. She's an excellent human being. Yeah, she's
take
great.
Your word for that. Yeah, good. All right. Well, that's Made in Chelsea, comprehensively reviewed by Jack. I think we can all agree there. And if nothing else, we can all say we'll never watch it. We don't need to. He's doing it for us.
Well, it's a big tragedy. I mean, the biggest tragedy is the millions of pounds spent on private education of people who consistently fail to construct a worthwhile sentence. The second biggest tragedy is that I can't stop watching it.
There we go. What are we going to talk about next?
Next up is police interceptors.
Of course it is. Right, 2:45 or thereabouts. Jack's with us doing work experience punditry. It's TV. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Genius scientists, game-changing treatments, fearless fundraisers.
I'm Ian Lee, and it's game on as we fire up our consoles for Stand Up to Cancer. Why not get involved? From sporting sims to puzzling platformers, test your electronic entertainment endurance in a marathon gaming challenge to help level up loads of cash for life-changing cancer research.
Play games, raise cash, take cancer out. 100% of the money raised goes straight to those badass science boffins who save lives. Stand Up to Cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler range starts at £5.99 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm. Easy does it. Now, back to the football lads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europe Car's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way. Europe Car Deliver and Collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk. Europe Car. Moving your way.
Oh man, there's so much I want to tell you about this Sky Q box. Firstly, it lets you store over 1,000 hours of TV, way more than before, so you don't have to worry about deleting stuff. And you can record 6 shows while watching a 7th, so you don't have to worry about clashes either. Not bad, eh? Sky Q, the next generation box. Sky, believe in better.
Requires Sky Q 2 TV box and Sky TV subscription, compared with standard 500GB Sky Plus HD box.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on. TradePoint!
You know your 70s. From your 80s. From your 90s. From your noughties.
Let's go. It's a...
But do you know your pension options? PensionWise is a service set up by the government to provide free, impartial guidance about your pension pot. If you're over 50, call 0800 138 1888 to book your free telephone or face-to-face appointment. PensionWise. Get to know your options.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
As anticipated, stormy conditions around Northern Ireland are beginning to cause disruption. There's queues through down on the westbound side of the M1 between junctions 8 and 9 near Lisburn. A lane's out because of a fallen tree, and a similar problem blocks both sides of the A3 Belfast Road around Dollingstown. Cambridge's westbound A14 is queuing to 23 at the Spittles interchange, where a lane's closed on the main carriageway and the exit slip road's closed. That's because of a shed load of paper. And through Appleton in Oxfordshire, the A420 closed both ways by a serious accident. I'm Joanna Adams.
I love iPhone. When I get a new one, I can't stop finding new amazing things it can do. But suddenly, bam, all my data's gone. And the rest of the month is, well, empty. Please, can you help?
Certainly. At Vodafone, the iPhone 8 comes with an extra 10 gig on us, so you can love it even more. It's available now in-store and online with a 24-month extended warranty at no extra cost. You won't find that on any other network.
The future is exciting. Ready? Vodafone.
Credit check and minimum term agreement apply. Extra data on selected red plans only. Purchase by 31st of October. See vodafone.co.uk/terms.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
Great big talk for the wee small hours.
I've not been trolling you, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yeah, that's no word of a lie. It is Talk Radio and it's the afternoons. And by the way, the sky, I don't know wherever you're listening to this, and if your sky has gone orange, which ours has in London, that is a weird looking sky out there.
Basically, outside, I would say we've got a square window in front of us and it looks like an Instagram pic with a filter on.
That's exactly what it looks like. Yes. A filter that says hurricane dust.
Yeah.
Because what it is, and a lot of parts of the UK are seeing this, of course, and it all is all to do with the storm Ophelia, but it's brought with it dust from the Sahara and ashes from the forest fires in Portugal. Chuck them high into the atmosphere, and so, of course, that scatters the light. The blue light. I'm not a scientist, but it's something to do with light wavelengths, isn't it? So instead of it scattering the blue, light, white.
I mean, when you're saying this, you're looking at both me and Jack, sort of as if we're going to go, yeah, that's right. And of course, we know you're making it up on the spot, and we have no idea whether it's true.
I literally am. I'm just guessing. I think it's something to do with weight. What are you doing, Marta?
She's taking a photo. She'll probably tweet it.
Why are you taking a photo of me?
Because it's
of the window.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
I don't
it's 2017. Yeah, well, we tweet a photo, won't we? It's 2017,
yeah.
And that will increase our reach for the show.
Will it?
No. But
Anyway, it's already so there's a storm and there's a Brexit.
What are you doing with that brick in your hand? Taking a photo, John. We'll put it on the internet.
Well, just normally, what's the internet? What is that? There's that, there's Brexit, there's Weinstein, there's thing. It's very complicated.
I can't get my head around
it. Well, it's fine, because we're here to explain the news in Japanese poetry form. It's the news in haikus.
Atterborough says act now about plastic in seas. I can't, I'm at work.
The news in haiku. Jack is with us. He is doing today's work experience punditry, dragged away from the dull drudgery of photocopying and shoved in front of the microphone to review stuff. Already we have spaked Made in Chelsea Series 14. Count them. Mm. Where are we going next, then?
That'll be Channel 5's Police Interceptors.
Of course it would.
And, I mean, if I have to sum up for you, I shouldn't really, but it's coppers hunting down those trying to evade the law, the long arm of the law. In an ideal world, this show would just be 60 minutes of fat, bald PC plods chasing nippy teenage thieves across, ideally, open fields, yeah. Getting seriously out of breath in the process. Preferably to the theme, to the Benny Hill song.
Yes.
turns out the coppers are actually irritatingly competent. We go first to Billingham, north of Middlesbrough. PC Liam Sewell is after an 18-year-old fugitive suspected to have been driving without licence, or a licence, rather. He gets away...
It's so much the same thing. Yeah.
He gets away in the car chase, the 18-year-old, but they receive intelligence he's hiding in a housing estate. It's worthwhile mentioning this just quickly. Before each little section, they have the copper's picture come up on the screen next to some fun facts. It's a bit like Top Trumps for the Rozzers. so I can now tell you that PC Liam Sewell's job before joining the force was a Butlin's gopher. Right, I had to Google it. Nothing came up, but the Butlin's mascot is a little like rodent-y type mammal. So which is what a gopher is. So yeah. He was basically a Butlin's mascot. And then joined the force. Interesting career path.
Well, also interesting change of uniform in many ways.
Very strange. His favourite gadget is a toothpick. I don't understand that. And his favourite film is Big Mama's House 2.
That's what I want from a modern police force, that is.
I suppose they're trying to humanise him, and they've done an excellent job.
Yeah.
Anyway, the 18-year-old is found under the bed of a random house, and he's chucked into the meat van with all his mates jeering at the camera alongside. He looks like a bit of a legend, and it's quite funny. But then the narrator tells us that he gets sent down for a year, which did harshen my buzz somewhat. I won't lie.
Yeah.
But there we are.
Do we get a little biog of him at all in the same way?
No, I don't think they can release that information.
Fair enough. Just checking.
But... He's just a 18-year-old Geordie, I guess, is the best way to describe him.
Fair enough.
Then on to Chesterleigh Street near Durham. That's a village, by the way, not a road.
Okay.
I had no idea.
Yeah, Chesterleigh Street. I have heard of that, but yeah. I wouldn't have been able to tell you it was near Durham. But anyway, carry on. Yeah.
Well, there you are. We're following PC Damien Damo Stevens. And I can tell you from his Top Trump card that he used to be a professional golf player. His favourite food is lamb madras, and his guilty pleasure, that's Taylor Swift.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And bearing in mind, he's an ageing copper, this guy, so that's a lovely touch from him. Damo has been surveilling a suspected drug dealer, and a sting has been set up. They pull the drug dealer over. He doesn't put up any fight. He hands over the drugs without any fight whatsoever. And it's a textbook interception from the filth. You can't argue with Damo's tactics here. He's done well. Well done, Damo. Then we're on to the A689, chasing a Renault Scenic, suspected to be on the way to a heroin deal. The passenger looks like he's fidgeting around before they finally pull over, and PC Mark Gibbons reckons he's sticking drugs up his jacksy. now, this is the highlight of the entire hour, because the word PC Mark Gibbons uses to describe this man's bum...
Yeah.
Do you want to have a guess? There's a clue.
Is it broadcastable?
It is totally broadcastable. It's a household storage device.
Flask.
No, back cupboard.
Back cupboard.
Yeah. So wow. That's the highlight of the entire show, I think. No drugs are found in the car after the search, heightening Mark's suspicions of the drugs up the back cupboard scenario. They take him to custody and wait for something to fall out. Mark Gibbons' words, not mine. Several packages do later fall out, apparently, so that's nice.
That's a lovely, lovely story. Ah. For time only, we have to move on to the final one.
Ah, and what a one to move on to. Bromans, guys. ITV2's Thursday, 9pm, Bromans. Good grief. It's almost unspeakable. The bloke's battled it out to become the ultimate broman, right?
That's not a thing.
I watched for an entire hour, and I still don't know.
Oh.
within the first 9 minutes, it becomes clear that ITV have just thought of a pun and worked backwards, right? Or at the very least thought, hey, let's try and emulate the success of Love Island and get a very sexist primary school kid to think of a premise. It's bonkers. The contestants and the girlfriend are lounging around in the sun semi-naked. It's ostensibly just Love Island with daft costumes. Then we jump to a really rather remarkable scene where a bloke dressed as Caesar is chatting to his head gladiator, Doc Torre. I think we've got a clip of that, haven't we?
Dominus, no fighting spirit yet. Kissing, cuddling, hugging.
I mark your concern, Doc Torre. I think your new recruits should help with that. We send them in.
I'm Chet. And I'm a model and a social media influencer.
I'm Helen. I'm an... Is it an inflictor?
Influencer.
Helen's
a very fiery, hot-headed girl.
Yeah, will you, like, have my back?
I've got your back.
But you're just digging me out all the time.
OK, Helen's amazing and she's not a psychopath.
Yeah,
how about
thanks.
That? Helen's body is something else. And I do like Helen's mind as well.
Me and Chet have no, like... What's the word? Is it intelligent? Is that what it's called? I think that's why we click so much.
Remarkable. Wow. Yeah. Absolutely remarkable. So that's the new girl, Helen, and her boyfriend, Chet, the social media inflictor, or rather influencer.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, after they've been introduced, there's a montage of the boys doing some gladiatorial training. Meanwhile, their girlfriends are gossiping, and the new girl, Helen, is having an argument. Of course she is. It's so lazily conceived, it's actually a joke. Like, the thought process that's gone into this is not only lacking, it's almost as if they've done it, it's minus thought process, basically. They're in the minus category. What can else? I mean... Helen and Chet are banished because Helen has a physical fight with one of the other contestants, which only the boys are meant to do, apparently. The girls can't do that. They're not meant to do that. They're just meant to sit around. So that happens. They get banished. There's also another banishment from the set, which is based vaguely on the performances of the blokes in the gladiator training, which, by the way, comprises less than 30 seconds of this hour-long programme. It's farcical. The only real parallel between this and the actual games in the Colosseums of ancient Rome is the fact that whilst you can't justify the deaths of slaves merely in the name of entertainment, people were entertained, you also can't justify the making of Bromans. It's just as amoral as the real ancient Rome. But I can't deny that at points I was entertained, certainly.
Well, you know, given that's your area of expertise, much as we like it, it just means we don't have to go near these programmes, and yet I feel like I know it intimately.
That's why I'm here.
That's right. Jack, thank you very much indeed.
Most welcome.
There we go. You've heard about Bromans, made in Chelsea, and police interceptor, police infiltrators, maybe. I don't know.
Interceptors.
Good. Thank you very much indeed, Jack. And in the rest of the programme, here's what you're going to get. Well, we're going to take live coverage of Storm Ophelia. We'll be talking to somebody in Ireland who is in the path of the storm this afternoon to find out what is going on there. We will bring you the big debate after 3 o'clock, and again, because the new hospitals throughout the country now have banned giant chocolate bars, that's in the news today. So we're going to be playing a game of banned or unspeakably uncomfortably named chocolate bar from around the world, all on the way. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
£20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
Trade Point. Get the DeWalt 18-volt XR Combi Drill with two lithium-ion batteries, a 30-minute charger and case for just £99. Buy in-store or online. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of the new Trade Point catalogue out now. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. Trade
Point. It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2014 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Dave?
Yeah?
This kitchen we're putting in, it's from Wren.
Yeah.
But we always get our kitchens from...
Not anymore. Wren have got the biggest range in the country.
I thought the biggest range was...
No, it's Wren. And they have the biggest showrooms and they make all the kitchens here in the UK.
But didn't you get a quote from...
I did, from their depot. But then I took it to Wren and they beat it.
So... It's hello, Wren, and goodbye.
Looks like it. Wren, the UK's number one kitchen retail specialist.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And just after three. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Victoria's got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, one dead after Ophelia. More women speak out against Weinstein and comedian Sean Hughes has died.
Talk Radio.
A woman's died after the car she was driving was hit by a falling tree as Storm Ophelia battered the Republic of Ireland. The victim's passenger was also hurt in County Waterford this morning. More than 200,000 homes and businesses are without power. The Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, has this advice.
Stay indoors, wherever you are, until the storm has passed. To check on your neighbours and elderly relatives, particularly those living alone. To bear in mind that while in some parts of the country the storm is not yet that bad, it is coming your way.
Number 10 says Theresa May is expecting a constructive meeting with EU negotiators later when she visits them in Brussels. The Prime Minister's spokesman says it's been planned for weeks and will include discussions on Brexit. Last week, one senior European Union official described the ongoing negotiations as deadlocked over the so-called divorce bill. A jealous boyfriend has been jailed for life for stabbing a teen mother to death in front of her young daughter. Dylan Harries attacked Katrina Evermere after finding out she kissed another man while they were on a break. The 22-year-old will serve at least 27 years in prison. Actress Alice Evans has told Talk Radio she was scared of Hollywood filmmaker Harvey Weinstein, who she claims sexually harassed her 15 years ago. The Metropolitan Police is investigating five allegations involving Mr. Weinstein dating back to the late 1980s. Alice says things escalated quickly when they started chatting at an industry party at the Cannes Film Festival.
We just started talking and it was the most bizarre thing I've really ever encountered, because from... I don't know what the last word I said was, which is something very benign, to I'd like to touch your breasts in the toilet, which is a very smooth segue.
Three actresses have accused the producer of rape. He denies any allegations of non-consensual sex. And tributes are being paid to comedian Sean Hughes, who's died at the age of 51. Jason Manford's described him as a brilliant comic, while Julian Clary says he was a charming man.
Look at the sky!
It's a bizarre shape.
It's gone really more weird than we've been talking about this afternoon. So just we're based in central London, right? That's where Talk Radio lives. But there are pictures coming in from all over the country of... and obviously, Storm Ophelia is hitting Ireland. But all over the country, of the sky being a really weird colour. All anyone seems to be talking about now is just look out the window. It's like, and Con put it very well, said it looks like the world has had an Instagram filter put on it.
Yeah, that's a good
sepia
way.
Sepia tone.
Yeah, you're
sepia
right.
It's
yeah.
really weird. I mean, it's gone sort of... Yes, sepia orange, isn't it?
I've never seen it that colour before.
Do you know the last time I saw sky that colour was when I was in Antigua years ago and there was a hurricane.
Oh, right.
And the sky went that colour. And now, and that's... But it's all to do with dust brought up from the Tara, and it scatters the wavelengths in the sky, so the sun looks a different colour because it's, I think it shortens the blue wavelength, so it looks more red or something.
Right.
That's the science for you there.
I'm not sure that was the science.
No, we said that John just made this up earlier.
Yeah.
Which we think
I think it's the science.
I mean, maybe look up the science before you start talking about the science.
No, it might just be like a promotional ad.
What, for Instagram?
Like, I don't know, Instagram or like, I don't know.
It's odd
a
though,
photo
isn't it?
Place.
But you know, if you are looking at the sky and it's a weird colour, I've just explained to you scientifically why that's the case on Talk Radio. But handily enough, here's Victoria with the weather now.
Yeah.
Weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
The sky's got orange!
So, apart from that, strong winds to the west, and this is as a result of Storm Ophelia, but largely dry and warm elsewhere, highs of 23 degrees.
Shepherds. What are they going to feel about this?
Well, it's not red, is it?
No, exactly. But surely they have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
Why don't you bring a shepherd?
Get a shepherd on.
They're the people to go to about...
Sky colour.
Yeah, sky colour.
I mean, red at night, we know that.
Yeah, is a... What,
shepherd's delight.
Yeah.
Which is like Turkish delight, just sort of, but it's sort of lamb flavour.
Yeah.
So it's chocolate-covered lamb, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
dipped
right,
in
yeah.
flour, shepherd's delight. And red sky in the morning, of course.
Shepherd's warning.
Which is what they have to do if they hand you a lamb delight.
Yeah.
It's not Turkish delight. Don't bite into... Turkish delight's disgusting as well, actually, isn't it?
Actually, I quite like some Turkish delight.
Do you? I don't.
What's
not the rose-flavoured
What's
one?
The best delight?
Angel.
Angel or Turkish?
Angel! It's a Twitter poll waiting to happen.
No, but Turkish delight, there are so many varieties.
Hang on, I've got a better one. Afternoon. And now here's Alex Tibber with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Alex Dibble. Watford's Brazilian forward Richarlison will not be punished for diving after an FA panel decided he didn't have a case to answer over the penalty incident against Arsenal on Saturday. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger described the decision as scandalous. Had the FA banned him, it would have been the first time a Premier League player has been retrospectively punished for diving. England could be in a World Cup group with Brazil, Argentina, Germany or France after Gareth Southgate's side missed out on being one of the top seeds. They're 12th in the latest world rankings, meaning a place in pot two for the draw in December. And Wales scrum half Reece Webb won't be selected for the national team next season under new rules announced by the Welsh Rugby Union. It's decided anyone leaving to play their club rugby abroad must have at least 60 caps to get a call-up. Webb only has 28 and is moving to Toulon in France. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much indeed. Alex Dibble. Dibble.
Dibble.
On the radio there. And next on Talk Radio. Well, it's after 3 o'clock. It means it's time for the big debate.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Theresa May, then, she's the Prime Minister. She's gone to Brussels to fix Brexit once and for all. There is an unwanted deadlock, and not just on Harvey Weinstein's hotel suite door, but also over the deal or no deal that the UK is trying to eke out of our European friends. The stalemate will be discussed over dinner. Apparently, although I'm not sure that's very wise if you think about it. What's the point in them all having dinner to discuss it? They'll probably just argue over the bill. David Davis sitting there, refusing to pay for the dough balls because no one from the UK benefited from them. And so why should we pay for them? Well, you've got Angela Merkel taking a hard line on the wine as she didn't have any of that. Because when it comes to Brexit, she's in the driving seat. So why on earth have a row over a Brexit bill over a meal, which traditionally is where people have a row over a bill? It just seems a bit odd, really, isn't it? Anyway, in the middle of there, I said the word disgust, of course, and in the middle of that word is the word gust. And that is why Jeff's on the phone today. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. It's good to speak to you, Jeff. Good to speak.
Oh, it's always great to, speak to myself.
Speak to anybody for you, isn't it, really?
You. Good to speak to you, John.
Yeah.
You're an inspiration.
Anybody. So, Jeff, now tell me about this, because I know you're sort of anti, I guess, the nature of gusts. Gusts. So you'd like to introduce a ban on them.
Ban gusts.
Right.
Ban gusts. Yeah, one word, bangusts.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get rid of them. Get rid of them. Gusts are terrible. Why? What's the point? Just windy. Windy gusts.
Is the wind, let's be clear, is the wind all right? And is it just the gusts within the wind that you object to so much, and which is why you want to see them in jail?
I don't like to discriminate against anything, really. So just ban the whole thing. Just get rid of wind and all the rest of it.
Right.
Night gusts, they're the worst. Night gusts, the worst. My wife does the worst gusts.
Right.
And well, she blames me, but I think it's a
what mile an hour does a blow become a gust?
Four.
Okay, well, it's an interesting scientific point. I want everybody to stay on the phone for me, Jeff. I'd like to bring in on the other line. Good afternoon.
Hi, John. It's Joaquin.
Joaquin. Good afternoon, Joaquin.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you. Now, you've been hearing what Jeff had to say there. Ban gusts, ban wind. Certainly anything over 4 miles an hour. What's your take on it, Joaquin?
Well, I think it's a bit ridiculous. I mean, if we don't have wind, we basically don't have weather. If we don't have weather, we don't have seasons. Don't have seasons. We're basically just a rock flying through space.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know about you, but I don't fancy staying in this dust cloud that we have at the minute in London.
Yeah, so it's certainly in London, the sky's gone orange. What is it like, Jeff? Where are you? Where are you, Jeff? You're in Headcorn.
I'm in Headcorn. Yeah, there's a tinge.
Yeah,
definite tinge.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's like the sky's gone ginger, isn't it? It's a ginge tinge, is what it is.
Tinge of ginge.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like the city of London is just at the bottom of a cup of ginger tea.
Yeah, it is, and but it's interesting that gusts have brought it here, but it'll be gusts that take it away. Just to get back to the subject. Joaquin, what is it about a gust that you think is essential?
I think gusts are romantic.
Right.
I think they bring change. I think they allow us to move on from our paltry existence.
Yeah.
And frankly, I wouldn't love my wife as much as I do if I wasn't having gusts with her.
Right. So this is a wind of change. For you, it's a gust of change. That's the...
Exactly.
But people don't like change, do they, Jeff? That's what you say.
No. You wouldn't like my wife's gusts either.
Right.
No, I don't like change. I don't like any sort of thing that's different to what I'm used to.
Yeah.
And wind is just, and gusts are just like something that shouldn't be there. Hello, I'm a gust.
You know, they say the phrase, there's an ill wind that blows nobody any good, right?
Yeah. I know that very well, yes. Yeah. You met my wife.
Yeah, well, I'm wondering then, if an ill wind blows nobody very good, should we be attempting then to make the wind better? Should we treat wind on the NHS? Because if an ill wind blows nobody any good, it stands to reason that a not ill wind would blow people well.
Well, like a whirlwind.
Yeah. So what do you make of that? Joaquin?
I think we should keep ill winds and good winds. Life is only so sweet as when it's compared to the bitter.
Okay, and that would save the NHS money anyway if they weren't having to treat ill wind.
But you don't want to pay for ill wind.
Surely these ill winds are contagious. Isn't that how colds are spread? Oh, I got this completely wrong way around.
Not completely, no.
That's a plus.
Yeah, I mean, they've in Sweden, as you know, they have got rid of. They've been doing trials there. I don't know whether you're aware of that. They've got rid of gusts in Sweden, and what they do there is that whenever there's a gust, they catch it in a jar or something like a sort of. Or one of those plastic containers you get in IKEA. And they catch it in there, and then they take it out of the country and release it elsewhere. And thus eliminating the problem from the country. Of course, they call it gust removal. There's a word for it. It's disgusting. It's taking the gusts away. It's disgusting the country, if you see what I mean. So let's discuss disgusting the wind at the moment. Is that something you'd like to see, Jeff? It would mean we'd all have to do a bit more work, but we could collect the gusts up ourselves. Or is it something the government should be doing?
Well, firstly, I'd have gone with Ghostbusters, because that would have been a lot much better than catching a term for them. Well, they didn't, did they? No. And obviously, they're IKEA jars that they use. They don't want them using anyone. But where are they releasing them? Are they releasing them here in the UK, perchance? Because I've had a lot of gusts recently.
Well, no, it's just anywhere. I think they just ship them out anywhere, really. There are countries that don't have enough, and they trade with them.
Anywhere, that's irresponsible. Irresponsible.
Joaquin, is that irresponsible, collecting the gusts up from Sweden and disgusting the air?
Well, I think it's a little bit irresponsible for Sweden. I think they're missing out. I mean, I'm an amateur disguster myself.
Yes.
And, my wife collects gusts, and sometimes she just brings the jar over to me, just opens it in my face, and I just think, love her.
Yeah, well, it's just a lovely thing, isn't it? Some say, Jeff, you think gusts should be banned, but surely as a warning to others, we should be keeping some of them. I mean, we could put them in a museum or something, and they could be looked after by a custodian.
Well, in a gusteum.
I mean, is that something you'd be prepared, if we just took them out of the air but put them somewhere where if people wanted to go and enjoy being blown, they could in a place that was safe? Is that all right, Jeff?
I'm all for that. That's absolutely fine. But getting back to the topic of gusts, I think we shouldn't do that at all.
Right. The government.
I really think everyone deserves to get blown at some time in their life.
Right.
I don't understand. Well,
the government have said. Now, this is to do with those figures. 40,000 more gusts of wind by 2018. That's what the promise is. That's the promise. That's the number they've put on it. I mean, how many gusts is appropriate? Yes or no? Simple question, Jeff. Yes or no?
No.
Okay, interesting. Joaquin, how many gusts, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting that you had the opposite point of view there, isn't it?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
We do that.
Yeah. Well, look, we're going
to
leave...
I've only got one thing to say to that, really. Yes.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you how you wanted to sum the debate up.
Yeah, I'll sum it up like this.
Jeff?
I'll go with Gusty Springfield.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, there it is. It is windy in parts of the UK. That brings gusts. Do we want to get rid of them? Should we keep the wind, but get rid of the gusts within the wind, or get rid of the whole lot? Both points of view there, of course. We'd like to take yours. It's a talk radio station. That is the point. Do we need gusts? We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got, semicolons and that ice magic stuff you put on ice cream. Do we need gusts? Why do we need that? Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and that on Talk Radio is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Stand up, raise cash, take cancer out. Collaboration kills cancer. Who's in?
I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and I'm turning up the heat on cancer with a big and ballsy bake. Why not get involved?
From chili con cookies to cake au vin, get creative in the kitchen and embrace the fundraising power of self-raising flour to help make serious dough for game-changing cancer treatments.
Go ahead, punk. Bake my day.
100% of the money raised goes straight to those bad their science boffins who save lives. Stand up to cancer on Talk Radio. Rebels, you now have a cause. Search Stand Up to Cancer to sign up.
Left the list of tools you need somewhere on site? Don't worry, with the new Screwfix app, we've got you covered. Build and save shopping lists on your phone, check stock and order online, or even from your local store. Download the new Screwfix app now for Apple and Android. Screwfix, here when you need us.
So, start of the week, I'm on the edge of my seat with Game of Thrones. By the middle of the week, I'm seeing stars with Tin Star. The next thing you know, it all kicks off with a league of their own. You see, with Sky TV, I can enjoy Sky Atlantic's big screen drama and 45 channels of catch-up TV, all for £20 a month. And right now, there are great broadband offers too. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better. £20 standard setup, Sky Q kit loaned at no cost, new 18-month TV contract, terms apply.
We love home. From those wooden floorboards we sanded down to the chrome fixtures and fittings that took ages to find. But if you're in the trade, you know there's more to home than just plumbing, electrics or a lick of paint. Homes are getting smart. We've created the Nest Learning Thermostat and Nest Cam security cameras. intelligent technology in your home you can control with your phone. Become your customer's smart home provider and help grow your business with Nest Pro at nest.com/EU/pro.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster! Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2015 Ford Transit Customs from under £10,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
The new TradePoint catalogue is out now. Pick up your free copy today in one of our 290 stores nationwide. Trade on.
TradePoint!
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in South Yorkshire, we have one lane blocked due to a broken down car on the M1. That is southbound between Junction 34 and Junction 33 for Catcliffe. Elsewhere in Derbyshire, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to a broken down car. It's on the M1 northbound between Junction 28 and Junction 29 around Chesterfield. And elsewhere in Staffordshire, the M6 southbound lane is closed on the exit slip road at Junction 12. It is around Gailey. That is due to a broken down vehicle. However, traffic does seem to be coping well. I'm Sammy Jolo.
So, how did your date go, mate?
Great, yeah. I took her to this little place I know. Dimmed lighting, proper homely feeling, and the entertainment was top-notch, as always.
Did you stay in and watch Now TV again, mate?
Obviously. I had to impress her somehow.
With Now TV, there's no need to leave the sofa. Stream over 250 of the best box sets, from Modern Family to The Wire, all with no contract. Now TV. Now you can. 18 plus, month passes auto renew, terms apply.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, very good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. You're listening to Talk Radio, where coming to you live from the City of London, where the sky has gone really weird ginger-coloured. It is, of course, part of the effect of Storm Ophelia, which is coming into Ireland. Certainly it hit the south of Ireland. It was a hurricane, of course. Now become a storm. We know that two people have died so far. We know the path. We know it's going up through Ireland. It's going to hit Scotland and so on. But it turns out it's kind of affecting the sky all over the UK. A lot of people posting pictures of it and stuff. And here in London, as I say, it's got a really strange colour of orange. But of course, that is nothing as compared to what is actually going on in, for example, Cork in the southwest of Ireland. Ciara Revins is a reporter at Cork's 96 FM. She joins us now. What's the latest over there, Ciara?
Well, it's still a storm red alert here in Cork. We've had winds of up to 190 kilometres per hour recorded at Fastnet Rock. That's also at Cape Clear Coast in County Cork here. So winds have died down in Cork. We've been battered by the storm since about 9 o'clock this morning, reaching its peak between about 11 o'clock and 2 p.m. this afternoon. That's died down a little bit now, but it is set to pick up again later into the afternoon.
Yeah, and in terms of the path as well, because obviously it made landfall, it has, you know, it was downgraded to a tropical storm. But even so, that tropical storm is powerful. You're going outside now, I'm guessing.
Yeah, braving the elements a little bit right now, but for hours, I suppose that the whole city and county of Cork was on lockdown, and we've seen very dramatic footage here of entire roofs being lifted off gyms of secondary schools, similarly football stands damaged in the storm today, slates coming off roofs, trees down, roads blocked. What you'd expect, I suppose, with this kind of storm.
Yeah, and the advice, presumably, as we have been hearing from the Irish Prime Minister and so on, is, you know, even if you haven't been hit yet, it's on the way. It's a case of don't go outside unless absolutely necessary.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose we've taken the brunt of it, the first hit of it here in Ireland. So it is moving its way up the country, moving eastwards and up towards Leinster and up towards the capital, Dublin. And it is a fierce storm and it is capable of incredible damage. And it was great to see that so many people heeded the warnings of stay indoors. I've never seen the likes of it. And this is the kind of storm we haven't seen in over 50 years in Ireland. So it is great to see so many businesses and schools that close their doors today and put people's safety as a top priority.
Which is interesting, isn't it? Because it's a case of people don't often heed advice. Especially, you know, we saw a lot of reports this morning, you know, that Irish spirit where people are just going, yeah, there's a storm on the way, whatever, we just carry on. But that's not been the case.
No, certainly not. And I suppose that, you know, we're a coastal city here in Cork. We've experienced lots of flooding in the past. We know the damage that it's capable of, and people were fearful. I suppose that the message did get out there, and it really ramped up yesterday evening across local stations and newspapers and on social media. And I suppose that government warning that came as well, people thought, okay, maybe we need to sit up and take notice. And, you know, there's probably an element of it. It's a Monday. They're giving us a day off. Let's take advantage.
Yeah, but you're at work, clearly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So I'll have to.
And what's the feeling sort of with the people, you know, that you've spoken to? Was there, you know, people were expecting it, obviously, and took precautions, but and now that you say that worst has passed for the moment, what's the feeling amongst people you've been talking to about?
I think they're quite cautious, because we are receiving warnings here in Cork that, you know, a little bit like we were in the eye of the storm for a while, and, you know, sometimes it gets better before it gets worse, and people are still cautious this afternoon. It's a bit of a contrast. I suppose that the sun is out in many parts of Cork now. Rainbows are stretching over certain areas, and it's a little bit surreal, but as you can hear, the wind is still blowing. It's nowhere near as strong, but you can see the remnants of the damage it's done over the past number of hours.
So, you mentioned the roof of the school and so on, and what else has been reported over there?
The roof of a gym taken clear off one of the community schools here. We've also had the stand of the Derrynan stand of Cork City Football Club. I don't know if some people may be familiar with that, with European football. That was badly damaged as well. Another stand with a lot of stadiums here where I love the sport, Passage West GA, that was also damaged. Concerns for bridges, roofs, entire roofs taken off houses as well, and flying plates, trees coming down in cars. And we've had, unfortunately, two fatalities reported in Ireland so far in the wake of Storm Ophelia.
And in terms of a cleanup operation then, which it's not over yet, but what plans are in place?
Speaking to both city and county councils here in Cork today, they have crisis management teams in place, and the protection of their staff obviously is paramount, so a lot of that is going to start getting underway as soon as it is safe to do so. We have a lot of roads that are blocked and impassable, and that was another reason for people to stay at home today, because if they did get out, they may not get back, and that's certainly the case on some of our main roads around Cork.
And it's odd, isn't it, that it's come on the anniversary of the great storm of 87, which people are talking about, which was sort of across England, and certainly Kent and Sussex took the brunt of that, I think, as well. And when you saw the picture, you know, we all saw the pictures of that over the weekend before the storm hit you, of the damage. So in terms of what you've got to expect, I guess that was a little bit of a clue.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a fear there. And I suppose if you think of how much we've moved on and getting a message out there, and even the technologies that have developed, you know, people thought this is a warning we need to heed and listen to. And as you say, that sort of brazen Irishness that we have from time to time, it didn't show through as much today, which is good to see.
And in terms of the rest of the day, what are you up to? You work for the duration? You're sort of going to be sitting at work waiting for the next bit to hear?
A little bit, yeah. I've been out and following this from very early this morning, and stayed out until it kind of was no longer safe to do so. So that was still about 11:15 this morning, 11 o'clock.
And how did you judge it? Sorry, Cara, how did you judge it when you said it's no longer safe to do so? You sort of took a personal view and went, yeah, that's time to go inside.
Yeah, well, I was monitoring when the eye of the storm, the peak of the storm, was due to start hitting us, and that was at 11 o'clock. So I suppose around 10:30, I was quite close to our broadcasting house here in Cork, and there was a barrier quite close to my car that looked very unstable. And I thought, if I don't get out of this car, maybe it's going to hit it. Yeah. So I thought, now is the time to move. And you know, you've got to put your safety first and take it from there. And, you know, been in touch with all the emergency services and councils.
Well, get back inside immediately.
Great.
Good. Yara, thank you very much for talking. It's Cara Evans, as a reporter at Cork's 96FM in Cork, one of our sister stations over there in Ireland, facing the brunt of that storm this afternoon. The sky, where you are, may have gone a very weird orange colour. It certainly has in London. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that. Certainly not in this country. I mean, I've seen similar things abroad in hurricane zones, but that is really weird. And it's not just altered the sky. It's kind of just altered, it seems to have altered the air. It's like Colin said earlier, it's like looking through an Instagram filter, a sepia Instagram filter, at everything. Mm. It's really strange.
Yes. I've looked it up, actually. What you've been saying about the Sahara dust and the debris from the wildfires in Portugal and Spain.
Yeah.
It's unfortunately true.
I told you, didn't I?
Which, obviously, we're sorry to... present that information to you, the listener. But yes, John is correct on something. But so, yeah, so it's actually in front of the... This dust isn't outside.
Yeah.
It's in front of the sun.
Yeah, so it's scattering the...
So it's
not here.
You can't go outside, I think, in London, at least.
You won't taste dust,
necessarily. No, which is... what I thought.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's just scattering the light waves in front of the sun, and that's why it's looking is that colour. There you go. So, see, not only do we do entertainment, we also do science. So that's good news. Right, in the next half an hour of the programme...
we guess science, and then that happens to be true.
You say get. I mean, I knew. In the next bit of the programme, Victoria, who is looking at me with what can only be described as disdain, will be bringing you today's bonus news. It's animal news, and you will find that after the main news. And then, of course, a game. You may remember that the NHS have said they're going to ban the sale of big old chocolate bars in the hospital shops. So we're going to be playing a game of banned or unfortunate chocolate bar name from around the world. Before we finish at 4 o'clock and go out into the ginger sky. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Starting off with some breaking news. A 28-year-old scientist has become one of the country's most convicted sex offenders. The Cambridge University graduate has pleaded guilty to 137 charges, including blackmailing victims into sending him severe abuse images of themselves and sharing them on the dark web. Two people have died and hundreds of thousands of people are without power as Storm Ophelia batters Ireland. A woman was killed when a tree fell on her car in Waterford, while a man has died in a chainsaw accident while clearing a fallen tree in County Tipperary. The Irish Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, has urged people to stay safe.
It is coming your way, and this is a national red alert. It applies to all cities, all counties and all areas. And also bear in mind that even after the storm has passed, there will still be dangers. There will be trees on the ground, there will be power lines down, and certainly to take care in that regard.
Theresa May is travelling to Brussels for a dinner with the EU leaders in an attempt to end a stalemate over Brexit. The Prime Minister will meet Chief Negotiator Michel Barnier and Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker, who've warned talks are in deadlock. The film studio firm Harvey Weinstein co-founded could be put up for sale following allegations of sexual assault and rape against him. The Weinstein companies entered into talks to sell all or the bulk of its assets to a private equity firm. And the comedian and actor Sean Hughes has died. The 51-year-old was a team captain on Nevermind the Buzzcocks and featured in Coronation Street around 10 years ago. Fellow comic Ross Noble has called his death a sad loss, while Jason Manford has called him a lovely bloke. The weather, strong winds and rain moving from Northern Ireland into Northern England and Scotland. Dry elsewhere, but not as windy. Mild with lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow, wet and windy to start for northern areas. Some sunny spells elsewhere with highs of 16. There's more news in half an hour.
Jason Manford's on the show on Wednesday.
Is he?
That's right, he is. He's coming on this very programme to talk about something.
We've got loads of great guests this week. Should we talk about them?
Why not, Cornelius?
So on Wednesday we have Jason, as I said, and also the brilliant comedian Mark Watson's coming in.
That's
Thursday,
right.
John Robbins, the Edinburgh Comedy Award winner for this year, will be in.
Yep.
And Friday's Harry Hill.
There you go.
Wow.
That's a week
loads of
biggies. That's a week of comedy for you.
Lineup subject to change.
Or cancellation. Now, Victoria's here.
Hi.
She's just done you the news.
Yes.
There's more of it in half an hour.
Yes.
There's more now.
Yes.
Because it's time for today's edition of Bonus News. The bulletins are shorter than they used to be. Victoria has to make the time up. It's what we bring you in this slot. Animal, vegetable or mineral today. Animal News.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
A rat the size of a cat has been terrorising a family in Sydney.
Terrorising.
Thank God.
Not here.
Phew.
So apparently, big rats have become such a problem for Sydney that there are calls for a task force to tackle the vermin problem.
Right.
So this family found it dead in their garden, and it's huge.
Well, it's dead, so why worry?
It's huge.
Just dead.
Yeah, but think about the dead one which didn't survive. Think about the ones which do survive.
Are you sure it's not a cat that's dressed up for Halloween prematurely?
I think it's a rat.
You'd want to check that, actually. That's a good point.
Because if it's the size of a cat that looks like a rat, it could just as easily be a cat that's dressed up as a rat.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's not an outfit. It's just a massive rat.
Did you see that one who a dog that was as big as a... No, a spider as big as a dog. But it turned out to be a dog dressed up as a spider. That was a thing.
Yeah, see, there you
so
go.
So it does happen.
Does happen. Okay.
You've got to be careful about
it. In this case, it's a rat. A real rat. Yeah. A real massive rat.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yes.
What did they put it next to for scale?
A man. He held it dead by its tail.
Right.
It was ginormous for a rat. Next.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
An orphan baby seal hasn't stopped clutching his towel after he was found on a beach without his mum. So,
where do you get a towel from?
From the RSPCA staff who rescued him and called him Jon Snow off of... After the character Game of Thrones, but not the Channel 4 newsreader.
Oh.
I like the newsreader.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. That one.
I don't know.
That could be both of them.
I met the real Jon Snow.
Did you?
Yeah.
Where?
What's he like?
He was lovely.
Did he
had a picture.
Did he chant anything about the Tories at you?
No.
Are you sure it was the real Jon Snow and not someone dressed up for Halloween?
Yes, because he was the...
Was it a cat?
It was
what
not.
Was it the size of?
Jon Snow.
What if it's Jon Snow?
He's a tall man.
Game of Thrones.
No, he's a short man.
Dressed as a newsreader Jon Snow for Halloween.
No.
Or the other way around.
It's the newsreader, because it was at the Birmingham... There's something to do with the Birmingham Press Club. This is years ago.
Right.
And they were talking about news and stuff, and that's why I was there.
Right. What did you say to him?
I was like, oh, can I have a picture, please? And he was like, yeah. And then he put his arm around me and smiled in the picture, and it was lovely.
He must have just been wondering, I wonder if she reads the news like that.
Yeah. Music's run out.
I don't think I told
Animal
you.
Animal news.
Mm. So do you want me to...
Yeah.
It's rewinding.
That's a lie, isn't it?
No.
Yeah.
Music.
Liar.
Rewinding.
Liar, liar, liar.
Nearly done.
It's not true. You're just being tedious. That deep sigh that Cornelius just made, that sums it up. Anyway, Jon Snow, the seal,
Jon Snow,
is being looked after, and apparently he keeps like cuddling up to the towel. The staff are being careful to make sure there's always one nearby.
How big is the seal?
He's only 10 days old.
Aww.
I don't know.
Sure it's not a rat dressed up?
It could be
Jon
Snow dressed up as the singer seal.
No. No.
So a cat dressed up as the singer seal.
No, because it's a little white seal, a furry little creature. It's not the
dressed
singer
up
seal.
As the singer.
There's no dressing up. There's just a 10-day-old seal, which is an orphan, cuddling a towel
it's
in Penryn.
It's frightfully confusing, this story, isn't it?
I think you are stupid. And finally, a grandmother has spent $12,000 rescued wombat Joeys, and she says it's no different to caring for a newborn baby. So 61-year-old Julie is looking after 10-month-old Rosie, and Rosie sleeps in her bed with her and her partner, 52-year-old Neville.
Poor Neville.
And Rosie also plays with teddy bears and suckles
on her
milk bottles.
No, what? Oh, I thought you meant on grandma's teat.
That's disgusting.
Oh,
grandmas don't do that.
It's natural.
Grandmas don't do that.
Perfectly natural. Are we sure it's a grandma and not a granddad dressed up?
It's a member of the Wombats, probably Murph, dressed up.
Just have a go on a grandma's teat. What are you talking
about?
Some people go to any length,
sleeping
aren't they?
In a married couple's bed.
What's weird about that?
Yeah.
That's not true.
Well,
we should say that, because she just named a real man doing a weird thing.
Yeah.
You just made that up, didn't you, Cornelius?
I've just read this.
It's not true, is it?
Yeah, I have lied about that.
So once the orphan wombat is old enough, that's Rosie, she'll be released back into the wild.
Yeah, but all she'll want to do in the wild then is hunt down pensioners to sleep with, because that's all she'll be used to.
Not hunting down. Tracking down.
Tracking down.
Because
pensioners.
Hunting down sounds quite violent.
Hunting down, I think.
And
that's
I'm sure
in
Rosie.
Cambridgeshire.
Huntingdon.
Oh, yeah. It's not meant.
I'm finished.
Excellent. I think we all feel like we are.
Yeah.
That's because the colour of the sky's gone apocalyptic. Thank you, Victoria. They're bringing
Animal
us.
Animal news.
For part of bonus news today.
Animal
on
news.
Yes, Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll play band or obscenely named chocolate bar next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio, sponsored by Time to Change, in your corner.
Tonight from 10, join me, Ian Lee, for interesting conversations you don't usually hear on the radio. From haunted wardrobes to sexy robots, weather predicting horses to mental health problems. We should talk about it. One in four of us will fight a mental health problem this year. Having a mate in your corner can make all the difference.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Sponsored by Time to Change. Search Time to Change.
So I get free Loftus-Shop vouchers in this half a million giveaway?
That's right. For every 20 litres of selected Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade paints you buy,
yeah,
you'll get a £10 Loftus-Shop voucher to spend at over 20,000 stores and online.
Oh, nice.
So, are you off to do that hallway on Hill Street?
Yeah, I am, but only after I've had a look online at what I can spend my vouchers on.
Don't miss the Dulux Trade and Armstead Trade half a million giveaway. In store now until October the 31st. T's and C's apply. See online at halfamilliongiveaway.co.uk or in participating stores for details.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europcar's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way. Europcar deliver and collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Find out more at europcar.co.uk. Europcar. Moving your way.
I am proper on one now. Getting ready to watch Sky One because Strike Back's incoming! New team, new mission, a high-risk manhunt, I'm told, somewhere across Europe and the Middle East. And there I was thinking my job was stressful. On one, Sky One. Strike Back starts 31st of October, 9 p.m.
Darling, what's wrong?
I missed a call. It was that big order. And when I called back, he'd already gone with another supplier. Oh.
Why? Why didn't we have e-receptionist answering and directing our calls? Avoid the horror of the missed call from just 30p a day with e-receptionist. Visit ereceptionist.co.uk for your free 30-day trial.
Free trial must be cancelled within 30 days to avoid fees.
Selco Builders Warehouse proudly presents Selco's Deal of the Week.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Get down to your nearest Selco this week and get a 450 by 550mm Fentro skylight window for only £69.99 expat. But hurry, this offer ends 22nd of October. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Derbyshire, we have slow traffic due to an earlier broken down vehicle now on the M1. That is affecting you northbound between Junction 28 and Junction 29 for Chesterfield. Elsewhere in the West Midlands, we have one lane closed and slow traffic due to an accident with a motorbike involved. It's on the M6 northbound between Junction 5 and Junction 6 around the Spaghetti Junction. And in Warwickshire, two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to an accident with a lorry and a car involved. It's on the M6 northbound between Junction 4A for the M42 and Junction 5. I'm Sammy Jolo.
So, how did your day go, mate?
Great, yeah. I took her to this little place I know. Dimmed lighting, proper homely feeling, and the entertainment was top-notch, as always.
Did you stay in and watch Now TV again, mate?
Obviously. I had to impress her somehow.
With Now TV, there's no need to leave the sofa. Stream over 250 of the best box sets, from Modern Family to The Wire, all with no contract. Now TV. Now you can. 18 plus, month passes auto-renew, terms apply.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
John Lennon once said,
"Life is what happens to you while you're busy making other plans."
Aerosmith sang,
"Life's a journey, not a destination."
And Sir Bruce Forsyth gave us,
"Life is the name of the game. I want to play the game with you."
So I hope you're busy making other plans to join me on my journey through the next Full Set Breakfast. That's the name of the game. Courtesy of Bruce Forsyth, Steve Tyler and John Lennon.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then. Thank you, Paul Ross. Right then, there will be quiz afoot. Now, you may be aware that we're going to do this in a moment, the quiz, by the way. But you may be aware that it's all part of the news. Part of that news is that the NHS have banned big old chocolate bars from hospital shops. More on that anon. Many other things going on, though, of course. Sean Hughes, the comedian, writer, panellist, has sadly died. Only 51 years old, cirrhosis of the liver. A lot of tributes coming in for him this afternoon, not least on this programme. Fred McCauley, the comedian, was talking about working with him as well, as was Bob Mills, our very own Bob Mills, talking about Sean's life and work. So that's sad news. Hurricane, now Storm Ophelia, of course, has hit Ireland. It's turned the sky a sort of orange sepia colour over much of Britain as well. And it really, wherever you are, if that you can see that, it kind of really strange. And we're in central London and it's gone like apocalyptic. It's just really, really quite weird to look at. Never really seen anything quite like that before, certainly in this country. So that's happened. Theresa May's gone to Brussels to escape it all, where she's doing a Brexit deal over dinner tonight, which is odd because and this is a Brexit bill they're arguing about over dinner, which, of course, always involves a row about the bill. So that's kind of a stupid thing to do, as I say. But anyway, it's very complicated, isn't it, the news?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many people can't, Cornelius. And we rightly pride ourselves on playing a sort of helping hand here inside your radio with current affairs by explaining it using short form oriental verse. Japanese poetry, then. It's the news in haikus.
Hammond's budget could be revolutionary. I doubt it will, though.
The news in haikus. Quiz. That's right, it's your weekday afternoon quiz. And today, as the NHS have banned the sale of big old chocolate bars in hospital shops, we bring you a game of banned or unfortunate name for a chocolate bar from around the world. Is it the name of a band or is it the latter? You have to decide. Let's meet Kevin. He works in sales. He's in Newcastle. Hi, Kevin.
Hiya.
Hello, how are you, Kevin? You all right?
I'm too good. How are you?
Too good? How good is too good, Kevin?
Like, really, really good.
Great. What colour's the sky in Newcastle?
I'm colourblind, so I don't really know.
Right. Of all the days, when the sky's gone orange, Kevin, you can't even comment on that. But that's fair enough, isn't it?
I'm just sort of going with it.
Go with it, mate. Yeah. It's just gone weird. I'll tell you now.
Say it's like purple or green or something.
Yeah, possibly is to him. I don't know. Kevin, what do you do, Kevin? What do you do when you're there? What do you do?
When I'm in Newcastle.
If you like, or wherever it is that you do it.
I just work in sales. I just look at spreadsheets, really.
Spreadsheets, all right, okay.
Yeah. It's a bit difficult because I don't really know what colour each of the bars are.
No, I could see that being a problem,
I have to do a lot of mental maths.
Well, hey, well, good for you, Kevin. That's what we say.
Yeah.
Overcoming it like that. Look, here's the thing. What's your knowledge like of either music or chocolate, like, Kevin?
Well, I love chocolate.
Good.
And I don't really listen to music, really.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right, well, look, you've got a 50-50 shot here, right? Because what's going to happen is, right, we've got a list of things, and as I said, they're either the name of a band or the name, or an unfortunate name. If you like chocolate, you might know that around the world, chocolate, confectionery, candy, that sort of thing, often has unfortunate names. So you've got to decide whether or not what I'm saying to you is chocolate or band. Cornelius, who's in the studio here, hi Cornelius.
Hi.
Will be playing against you. Kevin, so assistant producer Marta will be keeping score through the glass. So if you're ready to play, Kevin, let's crack on. We're still here, Kevin. We're just waiting for the music to kick in, yeah, Kevin. Yeah. So we're still here. That's all it is. Right, okay, Kevin. So you'll be playing against Cornelius. Hello? It's alphabetical order. Kevin first. Here we go. So, Kevin, is this a band or is it a chocolate bar? Rooty Toot. Rooty Toot.
I'll say chocolate, but it doesn't sound like a chocolate, though. It just sounds like a fruit and nut bar or something.
Well, that's a chocolate. Yeah, it is. It's a chocolate bar. A Rooty Toot is a chocolate bar. You can have that. Yeah, that's good. Whoa. Good start. Very good. Cornelius, band or chocolate? Crackheads.
Chocolate
It
bar.
Is a chocolate bar called Crackheads. You're absolutely right. Chocolate log, Kevin.
Oh, that's got to be a chocolate bar.
It is a chocolate bar, that. Yeah, you're right. Captain Chunk.
I'm going to go for band.
Is a band.
Yeah.
Good. Bang Tango. Band or bar?
Band.
It is a band. Band Tango or a band. Very good. Bang Tango. Cornelius. Mm-hmm. Band or chocolate bar? Golden Gay Time.
It sounds delicious. Bar.
Yes, it's a chocolate bar. That's right, yeah. Kevin, Whack It Racket.
Whack It Racket. Chocolate bar.
Yes! Good. Oh. Very good.
Out of interest, if it was Racket, would you have said it was a band?
No, I would have still said chocolate.
Yeah, okay. Chocolate, yeah.
But it depends which chocolate.
I've got no specifics. A band or chocolate, Cornelius? Titlies.
That's a delicious chocolate.
It is,
bar.
Yeah, it's a chocolate bar. Kevin, a band or chocolate? Finger 11.
Oh, wow. Band.
Yes! Lemonade Mouth, Cornelius.
Band.
Yes. Archer's Loaf.
Archie's what?
Archer's Loaf.
Band.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. I'm good at this.
Yeah, you are. Mm. Test Icicle.
They're a band.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Butt Break. Kevin.
Chocolate.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh. Cornelius, your turn. Mm. Rainbow Butt Monkey.
I'm going to go for band.
Yeah. Kevin. Squirrel Nut Zipper.
Band.
Yes. Cornelius.
Yeah.
Band or chocolate? Creamy Dreams. Creamy Dreams.
Can I have a chocolate bar, please?
It is, yeah. It's more confectionery. I'm going to give you the point, though. Haribo make it. Black Forest Juicy Oozers, Kevin.
Oh, wow. That should be a band if it's not a band. I'm going to say chocolate.
It is chocolate, yes! Camel's Balls.
Band.
Chocolate.
Ugh.
Pop a couple of those in, yeah.
No.
Okay. Band or chocolate, Kevin? Adolf Hitler's nipples.
What?
Adolf Hitler's nipples.
That can't be either of them.
It's one of them.
Chocolate?
No, it's a band. Oh.
It's never going to be a chocolate bar.
I don't know. It could have. And finally, Cornelius, is it band or chocolate? Nut Milk.
Sounds like a chocolate bar.
Is that what you're going with?
Yeah.
It is a chocolate bar.
Yes. Yes.
All right, then. So we need to go to Marta Who has been cleverly keeping score. Marta...
I might have got a full sweep there.
Well,
I'm not sure. Did I get any wrong?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. But you got one wrong. You get one wrong.
Yes.
And Kevin got one wrong.
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh. Which means, of course, Marta...
Which means that Kevin...
Yeah.
...and Cornelius...
Yeah.
They both have 9 points.
Nine points!
Wow.
Which makes, yeah. Let me just do the math. Let me just look at the spreadsheet, Kevin. You'll appreciate that. It makes Kevin the winner! Yay!
Hey, that's all right, Matt.
That's all right. That. Well done, Kevin. Congratulations. Good work. Well done, well done, well done.
Thank you.
Your knowledge of bands and chocolate is second to none. Well, no, it's first. It's not second. Cornelius is second.
How dare you?
Right. And there we go. Band or chocolate. The sky, by the way, for an update, is now lightning.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't mean there's lightning.
But it's now lighter.
The dark orange sky that we were looking at earlier, we have been keeping up to date on this about the show, of course, because it's all part of the storm Ophelia effect over Britain. It has gone, it's still orangey, but it's certainly a lighter orangey.
It's more yellowy now, I'd say.
More yellowy. Like looking through a cup of urine. As opposed to a cup of ginger tea, which we were looking through earlier, it seemed. Anyway, that's just about it from us on the programme today. And Sam Delaney's here. He's got a programme coming up. The sky's gone weird, hasn't it?
Yeah, locusts falling out of the sky, frogs, the lot. It's the end of days.
And weirdly, Sam's coat was white today, wasn't it, before you walked in?
Yeah, not now. It's all been tinged with... Yeah. Anyway, in many ways, what with the state of Brexit and one thing and another... If the world does end, it will be blessed relief for so many of us.
Wow.
The, you know, the abyss sounds so relaxing, doesn't it?
Does it? What a relaxing place it would be, the abyss.
It would be lovely. Complete peace.
Yeah.
No cold callers.
Yeah.
No bills. Yeah. Nothing. So that's my bright side thought for the day. We're going to be talking about young people getting into debt. Not because they're out. I mean, when I got into debt in my day, it was for decent reasons, like mad, wild extravagances, holidays and such.
Oh, yeah, just blowing it on that
Now
stuff.
They have to get into debt just to do boring things like pay the rent, which is a real shame. So
Kids these days
getting into debt, but for sensible reasons, which is a shame. And so about these emergency talks that, you know, the Prime Minister and David Davis rush into Brussels for an emergency crisis dinner. With
we were saying this earlier, what a silly thing to do, go to dinner. Something that is argued about, the bill of a dinner is argued about more than anything else. And they're going to discuss Britain's bill over something which they'll argue about at the end, which will have the bill. Which, you know, they won't. David Davis won't have the dough balls, and then Angela Merkel won't have the wine because she's in the Brexit driving.
They'll be calculated.
Yeah.
If only Spitting Image still existed, we could have submitted this as a sketch idea.
And it would have worked.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So we'll be talking about that, and Philip Hammond is plotting a big bold budget. We'll be joined by Katie Perry in the studio to talk about that. Also, you'll no doubt have heard that GPs now need to ask every patient up front, are you gay?
Yep.
So I'm going to try to ask every guest today on my show as first question, are you gay?
Very good.
Just to test it out, see if it works, see how people react.
We've been asking all the listeners as well, and it would seem like the right
thing to do. Oh, okay, you've beaten me to this. I'm not going to do it anymore.
We didn't ask the guests. So
oh, okay,
that's,
all right,
that's
mix it up a bit.
We've just been ringing up random listeners off air.
And saying, are you gay?
Yeah, not introducing ourselves or anything. Just going, what are you then?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not even specifying, are you gay? Just saying, what are you
then? Yeah.
You must get some really interesting answers.
Yeah, none of which were broadcast.
No.
Sam Delaney is with you next from 4. We will be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Have a good evening. It's Talk Radio. I'm John.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.